Blog Talk Radio.
It's pregame radio, live from the planet of Brooklyn.
Yeah, what's going on, people? What's going on, fam? It is Friday, February 4th, 2011. Of course, if you hear my voice, it's 11 o'clock. I'm your boy, Brooklyn Black, a.k.a. Rob Ugal. The ladies call me BB. You know, all that good stuff. And you're doing it in the pregame radio, you know what I mean? Special surprise for y'all. Normally I open up with the pregame throwback, but don't worry, I'm going to get into that in a minute. Call us up, 347-857-4302. We blasting off tonight. Shout out to the homie Gage, Brooklyn Stand Up, DTF in the building. This is Hustle Hard joint, you know what I mean? Hustle Hard pregame radio. Big shout out to DTF, you know what I mean? And we'll be right back.
Yeah. Niggas get money over here. I'm just doing my thing, you heard? Gay. Same old shit. Different day. Got the hood saying, fuck it up with Gage. Hopping on my grizzly. Hopping on my move. Need a million cash. Yeah, fuck is there to do. Yeah. Hustle. Hard. Hustle hard. If you broke, nigga, get up on your fucking job. Hennessy in my blood, mine is on my dough. Abuse the boot to that bitch, is broke, nigga, grind is all that I know. I'm in Wingsburg in that hard top, straight up off the car lot. See your bitch, her jaws rot. Then after that, I make her jaws rot. Got a chick named Honey, suck me up from Sunnies. Jessica from L.I. gave me all the money. I've been pimping, sis been pimping. Fucking right, I'm different. Like Cindy with the Civic, the head is exquisite.
Wait.
Fuck waiting, I'ma take off. Then a nigga finna start blowing like a napalm. Got an 8 on me, that'll take your face off. It's Gage, homie, the one that you hate on. And of course, the boss is bored. It's way more than you can afford. I'm boss, you lost the smell, the smoke from my Bentley exhaust. Same old shit. Different day, got the hood saying, fuck is up with Gage. I've been on my grizzly, I've been on my move. Need a million cash, fuck is there to do. Hustle hard. If you broke, nigga, get up on your fucking job. I got him, yeah. Wingsburg, I got 'em. DCF, yeah.
Yeah, that was the homie Gage, DTF Stand Up, Brooklyn in the building. That was his Hustle Hard joint. Off the 28 Days Later mixtape, so definitely hit up DTFradio.com to get all exclusive access to that. And also, you can catch pregame radio from there as well. DTFradio.com/user/Brooklyn Black. I'll definitely throw the actual link up on the pregame radio Facebook page and also on my Twitter and the pregame radio Twitter, so I'll be doing all of that, so don't even worry about it. Yo, call us up, 347-857-4302. Let us know what's good for tonight. You know, it's Friday night. What y'all doing? You know what I mean? Most of y'all got the day off tomorrow. But a person like me, you know, 6 days, 7 days a week working, you know what I mean? We ain't got those, so we try to get our fun in where we can get it in at. So, like I said, call us up. Let us know what you're doing tonight, where you headed, you know what I mean? Appreciate you pre-gaming with us. You want to drop something, like, you can do that. You want to sing, hit a couple notes, you know what I mean? Do that, but I'm going to let you know right now. If you come in real whack with your shit, like, and the notes you try hitting, you ain't Mariah caliber, don't do it, because you will straight get a sound effect and you will hear me laughing. Like, you know, for real, like, come hard, don't come at all, because we're not trying to be mean or nothing. You know what I mean? Because those who follow on the page, I already know how we do. We give you tough love, you know what I mean? Y'all want that support and all that? That's what we're going to give you. And that's straight up what it is. Check it, I'm going to get into the first pregame throwback, and that's Nori, fan from TV. Shout out to the fan, Tavon Dyer, who requested this. Shout out to him, everybody on Baltimore. Oh, yeah, of course, last week we had T-Moss in the building, Baltimore Sun, the boy Pink. And it was fucking crazy. You know, shout out to him, Big Joe. We had the little blackout, but that still ain't stopped, so we still kept it going. Stay tuned for our future artists tonight. LB the Voice, artist, producer, engineer, like, his resume is bananas. But he's going to be on the check-ins, and we're going to have a one-on-one, you know what I'm saying, interview with him, get to find out why he's doing this and what's in store and all that good stuff and some tracks from him. You already know how we do on pregame radio when we got featured artists. And also, of course, when Ebony gets in, we're going to get Dumbass of the Week popping and all that. So here we go. Band from TV, Noriega. Queens, this is for you, baby. Pregame radio, we'll be back in a minute.
Hey yo, regardless of rain or snow, sleet or hail, I kick street sales, choking niggas like I'm Freewell, Golden State, holding your fate in the palm of my hand, blow you away like it's part of the plan. I gotta call it like I see it, talking like I be it, walking my walk, thugged out, orthopedic, cause I'm soon to be up. Give me room, watch me heat up. Niggas try to stick me like I'm Tulu Rima, follow the leader, make me go extra hard. Yo, Norris, should I hold back or show the repertoire? Quit at 16 or throwing extra balls just for the non-believers. I show why it's so hard to reach us. I get pussy with my father's speeches. Puff heavily, see me at 6'1", weigh a buck 70. Catch me in spots y'all niggas never be. Packed in, like Green Bay, Harlem Week to Queens Day. Performing a cappella, no DJ. 98 live, no replay. Make it seem easy. So tell a friend and tell a friend that it's them again. Noriega, wow.
Champagne on the rocks, pouring a Fort Knox Lazarus, shark salad with carrots, pork chops and applesauce, great connection, disrespecting, watch your body cage, and bump the shiny gauge and hit the shorty while you potty training. I ain't playing, I'm truly the worst, to be the first to get his whole body fully reversed. Uzi, your hurts, leave you double dead. I'm a bubble head, I never listen to nothing my mother said. Yo, I hold niggas ransom for money like Charlie Hansen. The son of niggas so long, I think I got a grandson. My passion is money, a stash and a honey that won't ask no questions. But don't blast anybody, that's my kind of girl. Kind of world I want to live in, not a cell or a prison or in hell. So I'm getting just a little ghetto where my niggas can throw the middle and know the riddles of life for others that won't be little.
Rich places, sick places. See my story, 6,666 pages. Wages, I wrote 6 aces. Now the same dice game, I caught 6 cases. All over big faces. Now tip laces, ready to dig faces. But the banging ain't a bitch faces. Niggas building up they rib cages. Cats like the rib places, bloody lip faces. Him is a big racist, but I stand for the big places. But the world know your girl though, I fuck her off a furlough. She'll be up, put me up, all your sales could be luck. Only questions for these dusters, baby girl could be fucked. You the type that need a wife. Thought LUX told y'all the key to life. Asshole, y'all don't play around, I lay it down. Fuck around, I spray around. Flip the biscuit, nigga risk it, my ass.
Ain't no nigga in the world you know thorough than this. Bust off and sit the hot barrel dead on your lips like two thirds of a brick. Panero and Kiss, the crystal white fluffy parts that'll come back quick. See the plan is to stash y'all, cash y'all. The weed so strong, they gotta put it in glass jars. Niggas try to smoke me out, then smoke me out. The rims on my new joint be poking out. I'm about to have no feelings. Shit is deep. Do they dance with the devil when they sleep? I wake up gripping the air, wishing to hear shit that they kick in your ear when your soul drifts in the air. My gift is half rotten when I spit it to tears. That shit is dropped down my eye. I'm too tired to cry. And I ain't never seen a nigga that's too live to die. They say you get what you ask for. Get it cause you ask for it. A nigga ain't a thief, then you better have the cash for it. And we gon' be around till your body rot. And if the feds brung us in, we get the same time Gotti got.
Listen to
it's your boy Brooklyn Blacks Freaking Radio. It's Friday night. I'm feeling great. I had a great day at work. You know, I stopped by, checked my man, my future tonight, LV, heard some real shit. Like, I can't wait till you get on and really tell you guys what's really going on and all that. But that was our first pregame throwback. That was Nori, Nature, Cam. Who else was on that? Pun, Jada, Styles P, Band from TV. Y'all already know. You know what I'm saying? And we do stuff like that. And right now, I'm actually looking for the next hip-hop classic like that, like one big-ass collabo. You know what I'm saying? Anybody on the track. And you can't deny Band from TV is one of the most hottest tracks of the 90s. You know what I'm saying? And Noriega, and I'll say hands down, fuck the fact I follow him on Twitter and we talk, whatever. He's one of the most underrated MCs. Like, you know what I mean? And that's mainly due to the fact because he dipped off and he did reggaeton. But you can't knock him because he made money doing that. You feel what I'm saying? But it is what it is. We got Lady Steele in the building, of course, as always. Lady Steele, what's up, Mama? How you doing today? Hold on one second. Damn you, Blog Talk. I just sent y'all niggas a nasty email. But anyway. Lady Steele, what's up, Mama?
Nothing. What's up? What's going on?
You know, chilling, you know. How was your day today?
My day was hectic, and I'm pissed off at someone as usual.
Oh, well, shit, you know, it's pregame radio. This is where you vent. This is your stomping grounds. What's up? Care to elaborate? Care to put them on blast? Or we
actually, remember when we first met? And mind you, this is a little pregame history, how me and Brooklyn Black came to know each other. We met via Twitter. And Lady Steele is actually one of those crazy people that doesn't mind meeting people off the internet. So I offered to feed him. And I was working at this restaurant called Dallas Jones. And my boss was a bitch.
Shout out to the macaroni over there.
My boss was a bitch, though. And actually, I think the day you came in, I was pissed off at her, too, wasn't I?
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much, all right, eventually, you know, like, that place just wasn't big enough for both of us to coexist, and I have a mouth on me, and after, you know, a couple of times cursing her out and her not getting it, it got kind of tiring, and I left or whatever. From time to time she hits me up, we still talk, no ill feeling.
Well, that was almost a year ago, so what's that got to do with today?
Even before a year ago, but however, what happened is, you know, she's pretty small, relatively. You know, a lot of people don't know about the spot. She doesn't get as much promo or advertising, yada, yada, yada. So I still look out for people. No matter what, at the end of the day, I like to help. Now, one of my homies...
If she gives us free food, I'll blast it on pregame radio.
One of my homies hits me up like, hey, Alex, I know you know a lot of people, whatever. By any chance, do you know anyone that has a restaurant in the city? Because I want to interview someone in a venue... You know, that's going to have people, but I don't want the club vibe, yada, yada, yada. So I'm like, oh, you know, she came to mind. And he's also offering, you know, free promo on his website. And his website is co-signed. It's paltv.net, by the way. And, you know, they're co-signed by thisis50.com, Media Takeout, VladTV.com, you know, a lot or whatever. So it'd be, you know, it's a lot more than what she has going right now. Plus the restaurant has a lot of shitty reviews because of her attitude. So let her know. Not only do I let her know, I make the reservations from Monday. Every day we're going over these reservations and confirming up until this morning. So why is it when 8:30 comes, she's having a fucking heart attack and doesn't want them to show up, giving me every excuse in the book for them not to show up?
Yeah, probably because the spot was dirty and she didn't want that shit to happen. But let's get to a caller real quick. Last four digits is 4971. What's good? You are live on pregame radio. What's poppin'? What are you doing tonight, man?
Morning, guys out there. This is Quadiv, and I like to do a monologue. Is that cool with you guys?
Well, sure. Mm-hmm. Shit. Let me know, where's this monologue from?
It's from A Streetcar Named Desire, written by Tennessee
okay.
Williams.
Okay. Now, I've seen the movie with Marlon Brando or whatnot, and whoever is texting, please stop. I've seen the movie, and I don't recall that many black people in it, so a black person doing a monologue from that movie is definitely something that caught my interest.
I'm very talented, so
introduce yourself and then get right into it, Mama.
All right. My name is Quadiva of Drama, and I'm going to be doing a monologue from a streetcar named Desire. The character's name is Blanche. I took the blows in my face and my body. All those deaths, the long parade to the graveyard, father, mother, Margaret, that dreadful way, so big with it she couldn't be put in a coffin but had to be burnt like rubbish. You came just in time for funerals, Stella, and funerals are pretty compared to death. Funerals are quiet, but death's not always. Sometimes their breathing is hoarse, and sometimes it rattles, and sometimes they cry out to you, don't let me go. Even the old sometimes say it, don't let me go, as if you could stop them. Funerals are quiet with pretty flowers, and oh, what lovely boxes they pack them away in. Unless you were there at the bed when they cried out, hold me. You'd never suspect there was a struggle for breath and bleeding. You didn't dream, but I saw. And now you sit there with your eyes telling me that I let this place go? How in the hell do you think all that sickness and dying was paid for? Death is expensive, Miss Stella. And old cousin Jesse, right after Margaret's, hers, the Grim Reaper put his tent upon our doorstep. Stella Bellarue was his headquarters. Honey, that's how it all slipped through my fingers. Which of them left fortune? Which of them left us a cent of insurance, even? Only poor cousin Jessie, $100 to pay for her coffin. That was it, Stella. And I, with my pitiful salary at the school? Yes. Accuse me. Sit there and stare at me, thinking, I let this place go. I let this place go? Where were you, Stella? In bed with your Pollock? Thank you very much.
Stella! Stella!
I appreciate you guys listening.
Now, let the people know, like, if they want to get in contact with you, because straight up, you know how people now, they're doing these cinematic type music videos that have a storyline and, you know, stuff like that. If people want to get at you, because, you know, people listening, you know, who do videos and all that, if they want to get at you, how can they do that?
Oh, they can definitely go to Facebook at @Qua/Diva of Drama, and they can look me up there, or they can catch me on YouTube at @Qua492.
All right, no doubt. Hopefully you keep rocking with us. If you do poetry, spoken word, please stay tuned. I'm going to be organizing a spoken word edition of Pregame Radio, because I said it last week and I'll say it again. I believe poetry and spoken word is one of the most underrated forms of expression, you know what I'm saying? Because music is just a form of expression, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's rap, rock, jazz, whatever, you know what I mean? So,
who did you think is underrated?
Yeah. No one really does that. When people hear poetry, they feel, oh, it's a love thing. You know what I'm saying? But there's also poems and, you know what I'm saying, spoken word pieces that will make you think and make you want to do something about shit that's fucked up. You know, it does that. So just like music, I feel it has to have its own right. So I'm going to do a show dedicated to spoken word. So if you got any of that stuff, please keep in contact. You're already part of the Pregame Radio group on Facebook, so keep in contact, send your work and all that, all right?
Thank you.
No doubt. I'm going to put you back in the courtroom, and we're going to keep things going. All right, so ladies still, so pretty much, please just, how did you, did you resolve the situation?
No, and I'm still pissed, but don't even remind me anymore about it. I really would like to pay it a visit and burn it down, but let's go on.
All right, fuck it. It is what it is. Call us at 347-857-4302. Let's see. We're going to keep things going. We're going to get into the second throwback, you know, just to get everybody calm and chill. This is way back, though. If you were born, I don't know, after 85, you might not know about this. All right, but this is a little,
I have to
little
be
bit
after
of underground.
85. I'm not old like you.
Yo, like I said, if you were born after 85, you don't know about this. See, why you got? See, you starting shit with me, and I'm the wrong one. I ain't do nothing to you today.
Oh, well, you the only one right now. Until Mr.
All right, it is what it is. Like I said, pre-game radio. Tonight I feature artist LB, the voice, artist, engineer, producer. He just gets it going, you know what I'm saying? And I pretty much had the honor of bumping into the man twice this weekend. Just being with him, like being around his vibe, his whole drive and all that. It was real, real good, real inspiring, real humbling, actually. But we're going to get into
the next. Noisy through my phone, though.
We're going to get into that when we come back. But here we go. Loza Underground, Chief Rockets, pregame radio. You already know what it is. Brooklyn Black Lady still. We're waiting for you. Get your ass over here. We got to do Dumbass of the Week. You already know what it is. And we'll be back. Peace. Yeah, we are live back. Pre-game radio, you already know what it is. That was the second throwback. Loss of the Underground, Chief Rocker, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, if you were born after 85, you don't know about that, you know what I'm saying? Unless you had an older sibling or something. But if you're the only child born after 85, you don't know about that, man. Straight up and down, 100%. But, we got ladies still in the building. You know, we got to get to a couple of calls right now because I see some hands up. So people, you know, they want to say what's up. And right now my switchboard's messing up as always. But, you know, we make do. Ladies still, you back in here.
Yep, I'm still here.
Yeah, 2392, you are live pregame radio. What's good? What are you doing tonight, man?
What I'm doing tonight, man, you already know what it is, man. It's your boy LV. What's goody? I'm in the building always,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
V in the building?
I'm in the building. What's good, boo? How are you? Miss, don't want to hit nobody back. Miss disappearing.
Oh, no. You do not want this show to turn into that, okay?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Yes, I do. I'm coming for your head.
No, you do not. You want this show to be about your music. We do not want to go into that argument right there.
No, ladies and gentlemen. This show is about LV.
She would not respond to me on Facebook.
What?
Nothing.
Oh.
You play it back and hear what I said. Nothing.
Play back when I'm sober, and I'm going to come after your ass if you said something smart.
No problem. Y'all hear that, right? Y'all hear that, right?
Oh, man. Right now, normally, it's the time of the show where my esteemed sidekick, my Robin Quivers, Ebony, she would get on and give us the dumbass of the week. But, you know, she got a little bit tied up doing what she do. So I'm going to throw mine out there. One is Andrew Cuomo, yo. For those who are calling out of the state of New York, Andrew Cuomo is our governor, and he just proposed a ton of budget cuts. We're talking in the millions of dollars, especially at a time when we're just getting back into the swing of things. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we're not getting into the swing of things, but okay, I hear you.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, we improving. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I ride the train a lot. You know what I'm saying? I ride the train and the bus a lot. And I know that, you know, things are getting better. You know, we got new stations and the website, like, you know, I noticed the changes, you know what I'm saying? I noticed the growth, you feel me? And now with all these budget cuts, now all that shit gets halted, you feel what I'm saying? It gets pushed back. So everything that was progressing now gets stopped and pushed back. You know what I mean? So that's why, like I said, you know, you're wilding, man. If you kept the thing exactly how it was,
I dig it. You know what I mean? I dig it.
Can I do my dumbasses?
Go ahead, you do yours first.
Knock yourself out. You know, I ain't going to say nothing. Go ahead.
It better not be me either. I'm going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Like I said, first dumbass candidate is, how about the fucking weathermen that don't know how to predict the weather correctly and want to scare people shitless, you know, and have them thinking the fucking storm of the century is about to roll in and then fucking nothing happened. Now, on to that, my job was so scared. I think, was it Sunday night or was it Monday that we were supposed to have, like, yeah, it was Monday night that we were supposed to have, like, some crazy snowstorm, yada, yada, yada. Now, my job was scared, and as far as they were concerned, they wanted us to be at work because, you know, with all the hectic shit that's been going on, a lot of us have been missing days or whatever. So they put us up in the fucking Holiday Inn Express downtown. Now, I'm like, you know what? Fine. No biggie. I still, at least I get to watch my show, the game, of course. I get hotel room. I'm, you know, I'm ordering my drinks. I'm good. 9:30 comes around. I grab my remote, trying to figure out what channel BET is. I don't see it. So I grab the little TV guide. I get it. I still don't see it. I call the fucking front desk, And I'm like, are you guys missing some channels? And the girl goes, well, if you're trying to watch the game, I wish I could see it too, but we don't have BET. And I can't even express to you.
That's awful. That's awful.
I can't express to you the emotions that went through me. Because, one, I really don't watch BET. But when I do watch it, it's literally for that show. However, I've never encountered any hotel, motel, whatever, anything that calls itself having cable, not having BET. And then
wait,
it was on
wait,
like
wait, what borough were you
Black
in?
Month. It was just
wait, what borough were you in?
Brooklyn.
You were in Brooklyn at a motel or a hotel?
It's a Holiday Express Inn hotel.
That's a motel.
On
Holiday Express Inn?
Butler Street
Express?
In Cobble Hill, Brooklyn.
That's a motel.
Huh?
And remind you, I still hadn't at that time been notified or hit up and stuff like that. But go ahead, continue.
It was just crazy
now,
because
like
it
said,
made me feel a certain type
now,
of way.
Inn,
like when you bring Black
Holiday Inn Express,
huh?
That's a motel.
I've been to Super 8 motels. They have fucking cable. There's no excuse for not having BET. But then, a certain way.
Wait, why were you in the motel?
Huh?
Huh? Why were you in the motel?
Why was I in the motel? Because fucking Alex, Lady Steele, has been on the grind since young, and I've experienced a lot of things from young. I've traveled from young. I've upgraded from motels to hotels to suites to penthouse suites, and that's just the way it goes. What's wrong with being
that's
what happened. My budget increased as I got older.
Okay.
Yeah,
but that didn't
solidify the answer, but I understand what you're saying.
Shut the hell up. By the way, when I did stay in a motel, I was, 19 years old, and
no,
it was
talking about
my husband.
The day when you were trying to watch the game.
Boot camp, and that's what I booked.
No,
you
we're talking
the
other day
because
when you were trying to watch the game. Why were you in the motel then?
I'm not. It's not the Holiday Inn Express is a motel.
Yes.
Well, whatever. Like I said,
everything
my job that's
express
in there
is a motel.
The whole
whatever.
Point is, the
like
whole
I
point
said,
is,
my job put us up there because they were listening to reports on the weather that there was going to be a crazy storm. They wanted us to make sure that we were all going to report to work.
Oh,
that's why
see
I was,
now that's better. You see how you did that? Your
that
job
better when I
that.
When you listen to the playback tomorrow, you will see that I said that in the beginning. Pay
right.
attention. And...
Go ahead.
Please do that.
Yes, I will.
So that I clearly said that.
Okay.
Man.
We got
yeah,
you.
For those who don't know, we got Lady Steele in the building, and she going, she butting heads with the homie LB. Y'all feature artists of the night.
LV
what?
LV gets the stink West Indian kissing teeth sound effect.
What? I get that.
Do it.
That's what you get.
I hear that.
Okay. You know what? I ain't going to say nothing, but I'm going to do this. And after this, we're going to get into the interview with artist of the night, Mr. LV, find out where he's from, who he is, and all that good shit. So
yep, we're going
to
dig deep in LV.
I gave y'all a long thing, so y'all better dig deep.
All right.
347-857-4302. This is what we're doing. Pre-game radio. We'll be right back.
Going to get in that ass.
Really?
LV, Moolah, yeah. I said, tell them what you do. Not a joke, you mean no lying. If you see me, then the minute you a rider, but I'm flying. You can hate it and debate it, my attire you admire. Call me Moolah for a reason, Mr. moolah when I'm buying. I be spending, I be charging, where is that? Cause I be copping college size money clips, rubber band, man, I be popping, I be shopping hard body cash credit on my grizzly. Growler signs in my eyes, you can see that I get busy. Let me take it easy on them once for you to gather. Throwing on the moolah chain and make it rain. I'd rather I gather for the norm. It's a mission impossible. Got them all sick, throwing up, young hospital.
They call me Mr. Pressure. Pressure's in the game. It's the press you never seen. It's the press you can't explain. No press you can't fault me. The press is all upon me. It ain't my fault. Hey, that's what they call me. They call me Mr. Pressure. Pressure's in the game. It's the press you never seen. It's the press you can't explain. No press you can't fault me. The press is all upon me.
Hey, yo, young Moolah, man. Yo, it's LV. Yo, they know who I be. Jesus, so much money in my face, so it's hard for me to see, cuz call me Mr. Press Flat, LV Teaser, born into the game like a newborn disease, yeah. I spend money, 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 get my paper, y'all, y'all should call me Kuta, I'm a slave to my MasterCard, I spend money, it's the same how I do it, y'all, money got raped, so I was born into this massacre, never leave the house, the shopping sprees come to me, shoe gang sick like I had a bad disease, watch on my wrist, looking like it's on freeze. My closet stays stacked, looking like a pack of cheese.
Pack it cool. Pressure, pressure's in the game. It's the pressure you never seen. It's the pressure you can't explain. No pressure can't fault me. The pressure's all upon me. It ain't my fault. Hey, that's what they call me. They call me Mr. Pressure. Pressure's in the game. It's the pressure you never seen. It's the pressure you can't explain. No pressure can't fault me. The pressure's all upon me.
Stay blizzard, can't be afraid to spend your money till you desire. Swag is a must, and it can't be explained. My style is so sick that they swear I'm insane. When I step on the scene, they swear I'm a prince. They yell out, I say, nah, it's a fresh. Mr. Money ass, get the cash, spend it fast. Call me Hollywood when I roll through your ass.
Nah, I ain't mad, probably do the same thing. 88's on the paint job, tearing up the lane. It's a shame with the game and the pain made his game. Got himself off the crate, now he headed for the fame. I do it for the name, don't fly, I'm on a plane. LV reached out, LV's on the frame. It's getting kinda hard keeping up with a G fan. What they call you, cause I know what they call me.
You understand what I'm saying? Mr. Fresher all started, you know, out with, you know, the track, which, you know, shout out to Genius, Genius Boy, you know, for the track. Genius Boy blessing with the track. The track was crazy. You know, what happened was, you know, I had the beat for a little minute sitting on it, and I didn't know what I wanted to do with it, you know. So, you know, I get in my mood sometimes where I have tracks where I don't know what to do with them on the moment, at that very moment. But I know I wanted to touch on that because it was, you know, something crazy. But at the same time, you know, I had something I was pushing. I got an organization called, you know, the Mr. Fresher Movement, you know, where, you know, I teach kids and you know, adults, whoever, you know, how to become, you know, fresh and how to be fly. The slogan is only the freshest survive, you know, without wearing their pants and sagging and all that other craziness. So I'm like, yo, you know what, I should make a song out of that. So I'm like, yo, I sent the track, you know, because at the time, me and Moolah haven't, you know, worked together yet, and, you know, it was being put out there like, yo, you should work with Moolah. Mola. He used to work with Mola. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'll fuck with Mola, you know what I mean? So I like, you know, let me see what he could do with it, you know what I'm saying? So I slid him the track. I'm like, yo, this is the concept. This is, you know, what needs to be done, you know, whatever, you know, that he did his part, you know what I mean? He sent it to me, you know, and I heard it. I laced my part to it, sent it right back to him real quick. He's like, oh, that was fast. I'm like, yeah, and it went back and forth, and then next thing you know, we got a track. After the track caught airwaves, and I seen it was an opportunity to run with it the way I wanted to run with it. I ran with it. My campaign was popping. It was good. I had it for the whole summer going into the winter. Had everybody talking Mr. Fresher. I got the clothing line Mr. Fresher. For y'all that want shirts and all that, just hit me up, and I'll tell you about that later on. Got the shirts and everything. So, I mean, it was it was a comeback for me being, you know, on my laid back-ish, you know, for people that know me know I used to, you know, flood the internet with music, but I had to fall back a little bit because I wanted to do something. Every year I do something different, you know what I mean? So, but that's no concept behind that.
We definitely gonna get into the history of LV, how you came to be where you started from an eighth in a second, but I just want to ask a question in light of World Star Hip Hop with the temporary shutdown, anything like that. The question floated, but it was never really answered. You know what I'm saying? Not really on the scale of as soon as they got shut down and, you know, they came back, but they were shut down for a quick second. Like, yeah, 50 Cent took credit and he talked shit about it, but for those that know, he didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? He just had a personal beef with Cube from years ago, for those who heard him when he called Hot 97 and all that. And the shit just built up, and he just took that time to really blow it up to promote his new site and all that good shit. But my thing is, the people who behind it were the Department of Homeland Security. Why the fuck is Homeland Security shutting down hip-hop sites and websites, period, when the FBI has a fucking task force dedicated to it, when Homeland Security, if I'm not mistaken, is supposed to be, like, you know, protecting us from terrorist attacks physically, like, you know, the FBI, they got that cyber thing to handle it, you know, on the internet level. Like, what the fuck? And to shed light on it, as always, we got Dave the Smart Guy in the building. Where'd he go?
But, you know, it really, you know, when you look at WorldStar, because that's what you're talking about, right, WorldStar?
Yeah.
When you look at WorldStar, right, there's a lot going on with WorldStar that, you know, is really out of hand, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not even talking about the females degrading themselves and nothing like that. You know, I'm beyond that. I'm like, there's like, you know, I've seen footage of people in the hood, like people I know, you know what I mean? People I know in the hood doing things, you know what I mean? Getting shit done, you know what I mean? Like, come on, are you really, like, you know what I'm saying, putting yourself out there like that and then get mad when the boys run up on you? How they do that? How they know what I'm doing?
And not only are they putting they're paying to put themselves out there like that. That's just crazy.
Right. They're paying. For y'all
right, so to shed light on it from the shed light on the political point of view, you know what I'm saying? As always, we got host of the Rundown coming soon to Blog Talk Radio. Dave the Smart Guy's in the building.
Yo, what up? What up?
Yo, can I put my person on blast? Whatever y'all, can I do that?
Yes.
Oh, you got that for the week? Let's hit it.
Yes. I want to put that retarded, crazy, psychotic Halle Berry on blast.
Oh, dumbass of the week, Halle Berry? What happened?
She's now, I said this once before. You know what I'm saying? And people are like, oh, nah, Halle Berry, nah, it was something wrong with Eric Benet. Okay, now she left Eric Benet. She told the whole world that she don't like black men because of so-and-so. She went and got her white man, got married, got pregnant, and going through the same nonsense with him. Now, that's two in a row, if I'm correct. So are you telling me it's the men or is it Halle Berry that got the problem, and now she's saying that he's an unfit father? Get out of town with that nonsense,
that bitch
girl.
Crazy.
Don't fall back and bump the head.
More than one. It's also David Justice, Wesley Snipes. Remember, she's tone deaf because she got her ass beat, or whatever the case of that. So she always plays the victim role and the abuse card. So she has a long track record of this, and she just has a good PR machine behind her to where people blinders on and they don't realize what she's doing. But go on.
But that's I have to put that out there because, you know, people get caught up because she's so pretty and so beautiful. Man, fuck out of here, man. She's crazy and deranged.
And it's well known in the industry that she is as well, too.
You know what I'm saying?
So 8 out of 10, she's one of those crazy exes that we're going to get into tonight on pregame radio. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about all that because the last show we kind of had a thing. So we're going to get back into spotting out the crazies and all that good stuff.
And I miss that, too.
But David Smallcott, please tell us, so why the fuck is Homeland Security fucking with Worldstar Hip Hop in?
All right, here's what's going on with that.
Why is Homeland Security doing that?
Here's what's going on. Here's what's going on right now. The DHS right now has a actual task force that is dedicated to fighting copyright infringement.
Right.
And now what happens is, though, there's a ton of copyright material that goes on Worldstar Hip Hop, and not to mention there's a lot of places, a lot of links in the blogs themselves that sell bootleg goods. So that's why they got shut down. Now they got a ton of fines, everything else like that. And the thing is, though, what bothers me, though, is that realistically speaking, though, the only people that complain about these bootleg goods and the copyright infringement, et cetera, are people that are losing money, you know, like a lot of the big fashion houses, shit like that. You know, the same motherfuckers that go to all of these election fundraisers come midterm elections and shit like that. Okay, let's face it. I mean, that's your, like, these days, though, with the way politics are going, the people that get heard the most in politics aren't the people that write to the congressman, shit like that, but they usually listen to you when you donate $7 million to a fucking campaign, okay? So that's why Worldstar Hip Hop got shut down, okay? Because the thing is, though, the loudest people that are people with the deepest pockets that donated enough money to, like a lot of the election campaigns, shit like that, like fucking, that basically fed Obama's war chest are the same people bitching and moaning about Worldstar Hip Hop and how they were infringing on a lot of things. Like a lot of the big record distributors like Koch, fucking Universal, and I think Sony BMG. The thing is, though, they contributed a shit ton of money. And if their material is being used in a way they don't see fit, all they got to do is call up their homies up on Capitol Hill and say, yo, get it done. That's all it is. It's got nothing to do with the war on terror. It's got nothing to do with fucking gangsters fucking throwing up fucking signs and shit, claiming to be domestic terrorists and flagging AKs around and shit. It's got nothing to do with that. It's just political bullshit.
Yeah, I also heard that 50 played part in that, too.
I don't think 50 contributed that much.
Now, like I said, he just took credit for it because he's just one of those opportunist-ass niggas.
He takes credit, he takes whatever meant to make the most out of it.
Like,
that's what he did.
Because,
however, what I would like...
When the shit got shut down, we ain't hear no press conference from Homeland Security. That's when 50 Cent wanted to call Hot 97. That's why 50 Cent wanted us to put his shit on YouTube. You feel what I'm saying? Homeland Security ain't do that shit.
He's a jerk like that.
Time out.
Like,
at the end of the day, a U.S. Government, are they really going to allow somebody to just run and take credit for shit just because, whatever the case may be? Like, they allow that to happen. However, Homeland Security, even though it is supposed to be against terrorist activity, it's also an umbrella for a lot of other categories that fall underneath it as well, too. So while most people look at the bigger picture, but they have, the right to interfere in certain things, even if it's not on a world scale or on a large scale or whatever, they could use the fact that there's a lot of fucking recklessness as far as with, drugs and guns that are shot, you know, as far as people being in home video, whatever. They could use that if they wanted to. Not saying that that's why they did, But no, just to let it be known that Homeland Security is just an umbrella term for a lot of different, like over 100 different government agencies
right.
fall under Homeland Security.
You're right,
actually,
but they would never shut it down, though. They would never shut it down on terms of like you said, gang violence and all that other craziness. You know, and it was they had a conference about this at one point where you know they actually use these and watch these sites, and this is how they've been you know getting bagging people up. This is how they've been getting they big drug busters, and this is how they've been finding people because people are dumb enough to put themselves out there. So hey, I'm gonna take a look at it, and I'm gonna go find you. You know, and that's just how that goes.
Yeah. The thing is, though, VHS is actually its own agency, though. I mean, as a matter of fact, though, for a little bit, I caught their attention, though, because the retard that runs the Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, actually believed that a lot of returning war veterans coming back and everything would be considered domestic terrorists, if it was disgruntled, shit like that. And
so why the fuck send them out
here? What?
I'm sorry, part of my first, but why the fuck would you send them out there? If you feel when they come home, they're going to be domestic terrorists and be a threat to the country they're supposed to be defending. Like, come on.
She's a fucking retard, dude. She is a bona fide fucking retard, okay? She was the governor of Arizona. She's got no military or law enforcement experience. You know, something that should be a prerequisite to be fighting terrorism. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. They probably should have, like, picked up an old director of the CIA, possibly. Maybe would have did a better job because he knows the fucking value of OPSEC and time-sensitive information. She, on the other hand, is a fucking retard, okay? This is the same fucking woman that said, quote, the system worked when the Christmas Day bomber managed to get on a fucking flight with Semtex in his fucking underwear. Okay, tell me how the fucking system worked, okay? The system didn't work, okay? The system let him through the fucking gate and onto the fucking plane. Okay, the system didn't work. Americans were just fed up with fucking terrorists, okay? Which is why this motherfucker got subdued by not air marshals or a pilot or anybody else, but fucking people on the plane themselves. Let's face it, people are fucking pissed.
For sure.
Straight up, I'm fucking pissed, but straight up, that stays the smart guy letting his rants out on Homeland Security. We getting it in free game radio. We got LV in the building. Let's get into this straight up. Let's get into the interview with this guy. LV, man, how long you been doing this?
You mean doing it? What part of the entertainment are you asking?
How long you been an artist?
Okay.
How long have you been an artist?
I've been an artist since I was, I would say, probably 12, probably a little before that, but I'll give 12 as legitimate 12.
Okay, so how many years has that been though? You know what I mean, like.
12, man, that's a long time. I'm 30. Just think about it. It's a long time.
All right, so 18 years in it. Okay, that's what it is. So coming up, what were your, you know, who were your influences? What did you listen to? What made you, who did you listen to that made you like, you wanted to do this? Out of anything you could have been in the world, why go this road?
Well, for one, I was always talented, you know. My gifts are my gifts, you know. And, I just, you know, take them as they come. I say it like that. I take them as they come. You know, when I was younger, you know, I used to play the wind organ. I draw. I write poetry. I mean, it's a lot I do. So it's like, you know, through the years, you know, what I like to do and you know what I encourage a lot of people is, you know, before your time is, you know, up on this planet, you know, to accomplish something in each of your realms of you know expertise or whatever you say you do, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, as you say, I played the wind organ. Now I don't play by note because I can't read notes, but I play by ear very well. Drawing, I've
When I was younger, when I was in sixth grade, I used to go to PS190 in East New York. I went to PS190. I did a big drawing contest, big drawing contest, and came in first place. I got my award from the Lincoln Center. I had my work presented in the Brooklyn Museum for 2 years after that. So, you know, that's accomplished, done. I don't need to do anything involving art anymore. Move on
I'm
to the next.
LV.
Yes?
You can't draw better than Lady Steele, that's all.
I didn't hear you.
I said you can't draw better than Lady Steele, that's all. You could continue.
Oh, woo!
I dig it, though. I dig it.
Okay,
but I can do everything
okay.
else better than you. That's all that matters.
So you think.
So
you think. Can you listen?
347-854-3002. We got Elfie in the building.
Dad or the sexes. That's right. I'm in the building.
Can you with your interview, sir?
We gotta keep picking his brain, see what he's about, anything like that. I've actually got a couple of big announcements. I'm working on another pregame giveaway, and this is a set of Knicks tickets. You know, Knicks are doing some big things right now, so if you can catch a game right, you know, this season is worth it. So stay tuned, join the pregame Facebook group, follow me on Twitter, follow Sean Twitter, pregame_radio, and just keep up and I'll let you know what's what. But other than that, LB, let's get into Ain't Saying Nothing. Now, I ran into you earlier and you played this. Just describe how that vibe was over there on Fulton Street once this shit came on.
Oh, it's bananas. I mean, because it's a live track. You know what I mean? It's a live track. The track is, you know, the title is self-explanatory. You know what I mean? But you know, just like some people, you gotta hear what's coming behind the title sometime. You know what I mean? The beat is official. You know what I mean? When I thought of the track, you know, I automatically, you know, thought about, you know, a lot of people talk about me. I get that. Like I said, I'm 30. I don't mind telling my age. I'm blessed. You know, I look young, but I've been the talk of the town for years. You know, and not by people that don't know me, but people that know me that are like supposed to like to them they're close to my circle. Because you ain't in my circle unless I put you in my circle. You know, but you know how some people want to be in your circle, so, you know, they make their own circle. You know, they get their bootleg circle they made, they fraud, you know, they fraudulent, you know, circle, and they consider themselves a fan or a friend, and but they talk about you. So it's like, oh, yeah, I know LV. Oh, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. And somebody else come tell me, yo, wow, I heard so-and-so talking about you. So I'm like, yo, you know, and I'm a big movie fan. So I'm Delirious, for y'all that like Delirious, you know, Eddie Murphy. And it's a part on the plane where, you know, the guy's trying to talk to him. He got the headphones on. He's like, la, 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 I can't hear you, la, 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 la. So when I heard the track, the intro made me think about that. So I said, oh, shit. Yo, I could do a track about that because I really got something I need to say. And it came like that. You know, once again, I got Moolah on the track. I got Ray Bugs, you know. And it just went from there, man. It's a sick track. Video coming soon.
Yes, that's what it is. Well, we're going to get into it right now. You ain't saying LB, Moolah, Ray Bugs. And we'll be right back. Yo, I think Lady Still, she's ready to, like, get her
clothes out. I know. She ready to get at me and all that, but it's all right.
Lady Still is chilling.
Yeah, I hear you.
Call us up 347-857-4302. We'll be right back.
You ain't saying nothing. You see, you ain't saying nothing.
Trying to bring the beat.
Bring it to a BSB that gang, nigga. Always keep that thing, nigga. Watch what you say to me. Nigga, don't play with me. I kill you niggas up and down, left and right from A to Z. Nigga, you a rat, I get rid of you with this A and D. Pussy nigga, but act like he's Bishop and Truth. Head dinner in your pocket, now this nigga the truth. You can catch me in the hood, Yankee fitted. Champion sweater, Timberland boots, no one can do it better. I'm a go getter, smack fire out you niggas. Put the Eminem to the cannon. Mariah ass niggas, get it? I made you look, but they really shooting. You a dick in a butt ass nigga, Marcus Houston. Fuck you haters, keep talking shit. I'm like. Everybody keep talking. What's on? What's on?
What's good, peoples? You already know it's your girl, Miss New Shoes. And if I'm not doing my own thing on my Flows with Tartar Radio, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 12 a.m., you already know I'm tuned in to pregame radio, baby, with that boy Brooklyn Black and Lady Steals, Saturdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Let's get that music playing, baby. Oh, big, big, 212 to Brooklyn Black. Where my shoes at, daddy?
Yeah. Pre-game radio, Brooklyn Black in the building. You already know what it is. We got Lady Steel, featured artist of the night, LV the voice, one-on-one, well, two-on-one, because Lady Steel ready to get a, you know, she got a cause out, like, you know what I'm saying? She was talking like it's going to be some big shit tonight, so we got everybody tuned in. 347-857-4302. Shout out to everybody in the call room. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Don't worry, I see y'all. We're going to get into y'all. Don't worry. If I got to extend the show just until I get to y'all, I got you. It's all well and good. You know what I mean? As soon as I can get them back in, all right, we got LV back in the building. But, so where did LV come from? Like, where did you get the name LV? Where did Love Productions come from? Where did Lovey come from?
Lovey is my birth given name, you know what I mean? So that's where that came from. My father named me that. That's where that came from, Love Productions. If you take the Y out, my name is LUV Productions, so it's Love Productions. I'm going to do this one time only, and if anybody addresses me with this name in the street, you might get hurt. So I'm going to do it one time only. My birth given name is Lovey Lavelle Murray, alright? So LV came out of that. You know what I'm saying? People was, you know, a lot of dudes were kind of feeling kind of like, you know, salty.
Probably gonna get hurt.
Right. So that means you too. So You know, I had a lot of, you know, a lot of guys, you know, they didn't want to call me Lovey, so they used to call me L-O. I went by a lot of names, you know what I mean? So what happened was a lot of people started calling me LV. So they like, yo, why you just don't go by LV? You know, I'm like, yeah, I think about it. So, you know, one day, you know, I'm doing a show, you know what I'm saying? And the guy who announced it, you know, he announced me as LV. And I'm like, I didn't tell him to do that. So, you know, after he did that, you know, I said, all right, I could run with LV, but I just can't name myself LV. Because then, you know, there's a lot of people out there like LV. Like, if you Google just LV, it's like a million LVs, you know. So it's LV the Voice. And then, you know, I put my own acronym to the L and a V. So, you know, people won't assume that, you know, I want to be like everybody at the time that everybody was using their LVs. Oh, I'm LV, whatever, standing for Louis. Like, nigga, like, you're not a Louis. Like, you know what I'm saying? So the LV stands for lyrically versatile. That's what it stands for, lyrically versatile, all right? So, and that's what I am, lyrically versatile. So, and, you know, that's voice of the people is because, you know, I'm able to, you know, to speak up for other people as well as myself and handle my business. That's just what it is.
All right, that's what's up. So, right now in LB's iPod, besides your own music, what you got bumping?
Well, I'm an 80s baby for sure. So, I got some Slick Rick in there, you know. Got some Slick Rick. I'm a big Slick Rick fan. He's like one of my big mentors. You know, that's why if you listen to a lot of my raps, you know, a lot of my songs, I'm telling a story. Even though everybody else is just rapping, I'm always telling a story. So he's the greatest storyteller. I'm a big Jay fan for sure. Big Jay fan. So Jay for sure. I'm a big Mary J. Blige fan, so you know I got the whole Mary J. in my joint. Let me look real quick. I got a few underground artists, you know, that was on my show, you know, in there. I got Big, you know, of course, you know, I got Blackstreet, Bobby Brown, Boyz II Men. I'm a big Boyz II Men fan. I used to sing back in the day for people that know me, and we used to sing a lot of Boyz II Men songs. Chris Breezy, of course. I'm looking through my joint, Common, Kanye. I'm a big Kanye West fan. Drew Hill, you know, Fat Joe, Flowetry, big Flowetry fan. Flowetry is one of the top underrated female group, and people sleep on them. Lupe, because Lupe's official. Who else? I got I got High Five on my joint. You know, that's an 80s track. You know, High Five, you know. Jasmine Sullivan. I love me some Jasmine Sullivan. You know, I'm into my thick girls, and she's one of my thick, pretty singer girls. So I like Jasmine Sullivan. You know, I'm a big Kelly Price fan. You know, I love me some Kelly Price.
I was about to ask you that.
Yeah, I goes in on some Kelly Price from way back in the day before she was real big. For people that don't know, when she used to do hooks for Jay-Z and all of them. But we ain't gonna get on that. That's a whole other topic. I got Little Kim, of course. Little Kim, Lady Luck, Little Chris. I'm a big Little Chris fan. I got some LV. I'm a big LV fan. You know, some Method Man, Mink Edition, Mobb Deep music, Nas, Neo, R. Kelly, big R. Kelly fan, Redman, Sheik Loose fans for sure. Usher, big Usher fan. You know, that's about it. You know, ain't nobody spectacular.
So call us up, people. We got a caller trying to get in the call room. Oh, I'm sorry, my bad. I didn't mean to put on blast. You know, caller put a hand down. But it's all well and good.
Don't put your hand down, caller. Don't be afraid to ask me any questions. It's open door. It's open door, LV.
So Lady Steele, you got any questions for our guest tonight? Why is Lady still solid?
You know she kind of scared and all that, so you know she's scared, you know.
Man. All right, we got to take this call.
Scared of no one. Shut the hell up.
Scared.
Now.
So, do you have any questions for our guest of the night, LB?
Well, I'm good right now. I'm chilling.
All right, so being that you don't have nothing, right, let me announce this real quick, you know, because everybody's asking me what surprise I'm talking about. It's nothing big, but, you know, I just want to, you know, salute pre-game radio, my boo lady Stills and you know, Brooklyn Black. They're going to be the first radio station to listen and play the sample of my album, which you heard two tracks from already, which is titled "What's Your Story," and you know, I'm still tweaking everything up, but you know, they the first one to have it, you know. So,
actually, Lady Still does want to ask you a couple of questions.
Oh yes,
shit.
Yes.
I noticed that LV, who's also affiliated, you know, he runs MFIR Radio, My Flow is Retarded Radio, and I see that you're sending out the memo for a new co-host. So I was actually pretty curious as to why, because, you know, we love Miss New Shoes and Miss Brooklyn. So I just wanted to know what was going on with that.
That's it's not taking away nothing from them, you know. For people that's listening, I'm not getting rid of my people, I'm not doing anything or nothing like that. So don't think that when you see, you know, the stuff that I'm putting up. What happened is, you know, I do a lot as well. You know, I produce, I engineer, I shoot videos. I'm working on a big movie project. I'm working on my my album, and you know, I do a lot. So I also do the Saturdays, and I'm about to do the Friday show. So I'm trying to actually find somebody. I sat down, I had a nice little talk to myself, and without answering myself back, and you know, came to the realization that, you know, it's time for me to play my you know, my total role as far as with the show. So I want to fall back from the show. I wasn't going to announce it, but being that you asked, I don't have a problem saying it. I want to fall back from the show and just run it from the way I'm supposed to run it. But I also want to I'm going to stay logged in and run the Friday show, the Battle Me Fridays, but I'm trying to get two hosts to cover the Saturday show and everything, you know, if possible. If I can't, then I don't mind continue doing the way I'm doing it, but I would like for, you know, the show to be ran the way it's supposed to be ran. And you know, and I'm a good businessman, and you know, so I'm, you know, I got intuition. My intuition is telling me right, so I move with it. Anything else?
Okay, and if anybody that's listening right now is interested in helping you out, if they can, how would they be able to contact you?
I have what they call MFIR Radio. Search for the next co-host and hostess. You can send me audio, video, to mfr.radio@gmail.com. I'm also going to add it to the blog and everything, because it's going to be posted and everything, so you know, people can vote, and you know, because at the end of the day, the people gotta like you. If the people don't like you, then you know, it's not gonna work. Because that's who the radio show is for. It's for the people. It's not for myself. So you know, me liking you is out of the question. So you know, I'm doing it like that for the simple fact that, you know, it puts the contestant, you know, and the people that are trying to be, you know, host and hostess, you know, to that stress of that point where, you know, they're able to put themselves out there and not be afraid if it's their first time and not like that, and see what kind of feedback they get back. So that way they'll know if they want to do it or not. You know, so that's why I'm doing like that. But you can hit me up once again. That's mfir.radio@gmail.com. Hit me up on Twitter. I am LV the Voice, or at Love Productions, or just, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. Just hit me up. You can hit Lady Still up on one of them up, and, you know, she'll pass the word on.
Yeah, definitely. So drop a live pregame radio at gmail.com. Put in the subject line, MFIR, host search. Give me information. I'll forward it to the homie. So we get it good, you know what I mean? Because that's what we do. That's our family. Look out for each other, you know what I mean? So call us up. 347-857-4302. But straight up, LB, I got to give you massive shout out. Like, this is the second time I ran into you, like, straight up in person this week on some. Yeah, first time I'm at work, I'm, you know, I want my move shit. I walk into the bank and, you know, and I just noticed the furry hat. And I look up, I'm like, yo, LB. And I'm on the phone, I forgot, I'm on the phone with another admin. I'm on the phone with Putty Pie. Shout out to Putty Pie. And I'm like, yo, I'll call you back. And on the phone with her, I'm like, yo, LB. And I chop it up with him for a sec. I let him know, like, yo, I'm about to go to the bank, I'll be back at the store. He had to do whatever. He ain't, you know, we ain't made the link back up, but it is what it is. But tonight, I decided to walk down foremost away, you know what I'm saying, home from work, you know what I'm saying? I was like, fuck it. Walking down, and I look across the street because I'm about to hop on the bus because it's cold as shit outside. So if you're out in New York City, definitely bundle up. Also in Chicago, bundle up. I done seen the footage from the snowstorm, like, word up, like, throw some gloves on and all that. But anyway, I look across the street, I see somebody just across the street in the flea market just rocking. You feel what I'm saying? So I go across the street and I hear it, and it sounds like something I heard before. I hear the voice, I'm like, I heard that before. And I look, it's the same furry fucking hat.
My signature hat.
And I'm like, hey, everywhere. And, you know, so we kick it in real quick. Well, yeah, we listening to some joints, you know what I'm saying? And it's all well and good, and being around him, like, it was a real humble and real learning experience, like, because I was with him listening to the shit, listening to his tracks, you know what I'm saying? And people are walking by, nodding their head, you know what I'm saying? It's like, we was at a straight-up listening party, and people just walking by, nodding their head. Some dude was on the side. I don't know if you saw him, though. Some dude was on the side flowing to your beat set.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a good feeling, though, man. For a lot of people that, you know, that know me, I'm always around, you know what I mean? I'm everywhere, so it's like you're liable to catch me everywhere. So it's like I'm not one of those dudes that, you know, well, where you live at? Nah, like, you've said you've seen me before. Like, you've seen me before. Even if you haven't spoken to me or you didn't say anything to me, you've seen Lovey before. You've seen LB before. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people are throwing off now because I'm not in my neutral colors. Like, you know, I was known, you know, to wear brown for, like, a good 15, you know, 16, 17 years straight. You know, so a lot of people know me for the kid. Oh, you're talking about the kid that wear brown. Oh, you're talking about... Oh, the R. Kelly looking dude. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know him. Yeah. You know what I mean? The one that be doing the music thing. Yeah, I know him. Oh, yeah, you talking about him? Oh, all right, cool, you know. And that's how, you know, it people recognize me. You know what I'm saying? I'm always known for a hat, you know, always known for, you know, wearing brown. You know, I did the purple for the summer. I still throw it on once in the blue, you know, but I only did that because the youngest was telling me, yo, Love, man, you gotta get out of brown, baby. You got to get out of brown. I'm like, why? Like, why do I need to get out of my colors for? You know what I'm saying? You gotta, you know, change it up a little bit. But, you know, not knowing that every year I throw on a different color and I rock that one color. So purple was the color for this summer that passed. And, you know the next summer coming up will be a whole nother color. You know, but that's just how I move. You know, it's funny because I still ain't see my boo yet, but, you know, it's all right.
Whatever.
It's all right.
Ladies everywhere and nowhere all the time at the same time.
I dig it. I definitely dig it, you know.
It is what it is, but we're going to get into this call right here. The last four digits is 0656. You are live pre-game radio with Brooklyn Black. We got LB in the building. Of course, Lady Still is here holding it down for the ladies. What's up? Who you are? What are you doing tonight?
Hola.
Bueno.
Hola.
¿Quién es?
Hola.
Hola.
I'm calling for LB.
Ah.
Hola.
Hola. ¿Cómo está, mami?
Muy bien. Mom, let me stop.
Oh, yeah, I talked all of that, so don't, you know what I mean? I talked all of that.
What up, bro? It's your girl, Miss Brooklyn. Can I just say, I take way too long to get your calls. Like, I mean, oh my God, I couldn't. I had to hang up, call back. I took a shower. I wrapped my hair up. I mean, like, oh my gosh, no more.
I'm sorry, my love. What's going on, Miss Brooklyn?
Puerto Rico's popping.
Nothing. I'm just saying I have to deal with the abuse when
I'm not
he
talking
has
to Brooklyn Black today.
Waiting.
It's not his friend today.
Oh. Why are you not talking to me today?
I'm just not your friend today. Love.
What's good?
Aww. Okay. Let's clarify some things. I'm sorry, Miss Brooklyn had to come through and clarify some things. Because love, he tends to, you know, not let the world know that we're business partners. He just doesn't let the world know. Like, I'm his twin. Like, if you look to the side of LV, you're going to see the other half of me. That's just, you know.
Bad boy, lovey.
Yeah,
actually, I do tell people, but I don't put it out there for, you know, her protection and everything. She knows that. So, you know, I don't like to tell everybody's business because it's not everybody's job to know everybody's business. So,
no, he does, because honestly, when people hit me up and be like, you know, LV told me to come to you, you're his BP, or come to you. I'm like, what? Who are you, first of all? And what the hell is a BP? Like, what is that? I'm sorry. No, but let me just say this. As far as the Saturday show goes, if you don't get past me, forget the crowd, forget the people. If you don't get past me and Miss New Shoes and you can't bring that energy, it's a wrap. You're not even making it close to what we do. You can't even put your pinky on the switchboard. You can't even do it. If you cannot get past us, you know, because we're love's girls and can't do it. Aww. So you have to keep it moving and pushing. Preferably, I want some dudes. I want some dudes to come through and just bring that heat, you know, that rawness, that street edge, that, you know, what the people want. But, of course, not. LV wants females. You know, that's what he wants, and I have to respect the boss. But, you know, I can't say no. I don't like her. Or no, my vibe, you know, that's going to be my trick. I'm going to tell him I don't vibe with any of the chicks.
Y'all see this, guy?
I'm sorry, lovey.
But you know what, Miss Brooklyn, this is your time, like, you know, pretty much to ask the boss man whatever you want. You know, this is off the clock, off the record. So
off the
you got
clock,
a question you always want
mm-hmm.
to ask to me. Well, not off record, but, you know, he can't penalize you for this shit. You're not at work.
Yeah, he can't. You know, and Alvy, you guys don't know this, but he is so tough on us. Like, a lot of people does not know. He comes on air, but you know what? Sometimes you may catch him being tough on us on air. Like, there's times where he'll come in and be like, sorry, people, la, 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 they messing up right now, and and we'll be like, no, you did not just embarrass us. Oh, my gosh. So, like, yeah, LV is tough on us. We love him to death, though. Like, I mean, and he and I, we talk. We have, you know, we have a personal relationship. You know, like, I almost didn't make it on MFIR radio. Like, he hesitated so bad with me. So bad. Like, he would be like, I don't know. I don't know about you. I don't know. And now, look, it's like it was destined to be. But, yeah, I don't know. Do I have something to ask him? I have something to ask him, but it would be so wrong of me. I'm not even going to do this to you, love.
No, go ahead, ask.
You're not
going
to mess with you,
lovey. Then why bring it up? Then why bring it up?
Because it just shows how I get down. Like, come on now, I'm Brooklyn. Like, I get down very. I'm
exactly.
Naughty, you know that.
We know, so fuck it. Why, you know, be yourself. Just do it.
This is dead wrong. And, you know, well, F it. You know, you'll... No, I can't. I'm so scared to do this.
Come on, guys.
Time out. Does it have anything to do with you guys' last show?
No, but did you hear the last show, Kimmy? Did you hear the...
Wait a minute.
Let's get to this one caller real quick. Last four digits, 9639. You are live on pregame radio. What's good? What are you doing tonight?
Hi, everyone.
Oh, Lord.
What's going on,
LV? Why does this chick have to call in?
What's good?
Oh, Lord. Why is she here? My question was about this chick, too.
I love you. Shut up. I love you. Don't do that.
Oh, God.
That's me.
You know I had to put my hand up. Y'all talking about last week's show. Oh my God.
No, we're not talking about last week's show. I'm trying to hear what this question that she's so afraid to ask me.
You so don't want to hear it now.
I want to hear it.
I want to hear. Can I hear it?
Rumor has it. I don't know. There's a rumor circulating as to why, you know, Coley Cole left MFIR Radio. And they say you're not no damn medical. No, I'm just joking.
Wait. We're in this LOP game radio. All right. So
what was the question?
Let's get it out there. What's up?
Okay, the question
was,
this is the question. Is it true you and Nicole did not get along behind the scenes of MFIR Radio?
Is it true that we didn't get
get along? Is it true that, you know, off air it was problems?
We actually had a cool relationship, you know, but it started to bitter down, you know. It started to bitter down, and you know, we started speaking less to one another. You know, so you know, when you have stuff like that and people getting distant, you know, it makes it hard to really communicate and, you know, to really do something with somebody that's, you know, is very distant, whether it was on my part or her part. You know, it just made it real difficult, you know, to work with someone like that, you know. And, you know,
see, I thank God I stalk you.
You know, and I'm not the person, you know, to pull off anything or, you know, say, well, because this and this and that, I'm not going to deal with that person because I'm not like that, you know. At the end of the day, we was cool, you know, we remain cool to my knowledge. And, you know, it was just, you know, she was going through something at the time, I was going through something at the time, you know. And, you know, when you have people that are going through stuff, at, you know, and that is not used to talking to that person about certain things, it makes it real hard to, you know, communicate. You know, it's not like me and Miss Brooklyn, how, you know, we, you know, we talk and, you know, we converse and, we, you know, stuff like that. And it's not like me and Miss New Shoes, you know, now, you know, she's opening up more, you know, to me and everything. So
can I ask this question?
Go ahead.
Yeah, we get real personal because that's why we have the whole family relationship.
Hold on. Before we go any further, let me just ask this question. If she wanted to and if it was possible, if Coley Cole wanted to come back to MFIL, could she do it?
I mean, yeah, it depends on what she could bring to the table. I mean, I'm just saying, that's me.
If she wanted to come back,
I just answered for you. Love, run with it.
You don't have to answer the question.
But he's answering.
She got you.
Yeah. What she said?
But you bring it to the table, homie. Like, what you bring it to the table? Like, what you bring it to the table? That's what I want to know.
I never said that. I'm good with that. We all cool. Everybody's cool now.
Nah, that was just me asking because I wanted to know.
I mean, you know, but people going to ask, you know, and I was waiting for it to come up, you know, so, you know, people going to ask.
And I ask. Oh,
I mean, these are facts, though. Sometimes that happens, you know, especially when dealing with business and if you have friends involved, sometimes you're friends before you become business partners or whatever, and sometimes you're friends afterwards, and these things happen. You know, people tend to clash. It's a good lesson learned on how to deal with future issues like that, so...
That's absolutely true. Because like I said, you know, Love and I, we were friends first. I almost didn't make it on. Almost. Lovey was so hesitant when it came to me.
Exactly. And you know what's the difference is you're going to come across people that may take him being hesitant as an insult and just be like, you know what, fuck this nigga, and then go off. But then you may find people that take that, and instead of, you know, taking that negative attitude, they fight for it, or they try to show and prove, you know, you need me, or this is what I have to bring to the table, and they make it work.
Right,
so,
but plus the chemistry is so good. Like, I enjoy, like, I can't, like, I'm always saying this and stressing, like, I love LV. Like, I love how he rolls. I love how he moves. Sometimes I get mad at him because some of the things I don't agree with, and I tell him, like, LV could tell you, I'm quick to tell you, no. But, like, if you ever had the opportunity to work side by side with LV, like, he knows what he's doing. So, like, you feed off of it. Like, you, like, I mean, it's crazy. Like, and the two of us, like, when we work together, it's amazing. It's just like, yo, our personalities are so similar. Like, it's like, yo, it bounces off of each other. Like, we just bounce off of each other, and it's just team takeover. Like, yo, it's literally team takeover. Forget anybody else.
All right, so here's what you're going to do right now.
See, like this one that loves to interrupt people. We have that energy too. It'd be negative sometimes.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I couldn't, you know, because there's a lot of stuff I got to do. But don't worry. Those listening on the internet, you guys got about 27 minutes left. But after that, you guys are going to have to call in to hear the rest of the show because I'm extending this show another 30 minutes. We're going to get into this one joint off of the album. If you don't mind.
What's the name of it? What's the name of it?
See, the first track played is still my favorite.
Huh?
Whoa, this is It's You.
Oh, It's You?
Oh, that
okay.
Is my song.
That's my song. It's You featuring myself and Buttercool, you know, team Buttercool, you know, Mr. Cool. You can rock that.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to get into that. It's Free Game Radio. We got the people at MFIR in the building. We have Coley Cole in the building. Ladies still. You know how
to AKA doing. Asshole. No,
wow.
Not ladies.
AKA asshole.
No, Coley Cole, AKA asshole.
Ooh,
oh,
shit.
Oh, go on.
It's an hour, not 30 minutes, but let's go.
AKA wow. Asshole.
If I may have to do that, but we be back in a minute.
Yeah. Did it again, baby.
Yes, sir.
Buttercool.
LV.
Ladies.
My whole life I've been looking for the right one. And I could swear that I never was gonna find one. And then you came around and you put it down. And that's when I knew that girl is fan fan. Cause baby, it's you, it's you.
I seen a lot of places, some cute, some know it on a first name basis. What you came into my life, and you seen what a nigga was. Thinking cause we used to care, but now I just don't give a fuck. I was on some cool shit, smooth with my roots. What you seen, something better in me, and you proved it. Tired of breaking hearts and turn them into suckers. I'd rather have you late than the nigga on the up. Loving your cute face, styling your first way. When we take that first kiss, loving how your lips taste. Body so sweet, I'm so give a nigga two.
That's right.
It's just me and you don't care what my crew say. No, baby, yes, we gon' be E-fly. Burning bread every day, bad, bigger, and I. Laying on a sandy beach, looking up at a parasol. Put you on my chest, saying, baby, that's what we are.
I've been looking for the right one. I could swear that I never was gon' find one.
Yeah, that was snippet LV, It's You, Buttercool. Man, just that right there, that shit was crack. Like, I was really getting into it. I wanted more, but of course, you know, stuff kind of get tweaked and all that, but it's all well and good. But like I said, our featured artist LV is in the building.
You already
artist,
know, man.
Engineer, producer, like, he does anything, you know. We got Lady Steel up in here. Lady Steel, how are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling extra good. Actually, since you're extending already, and as far as I'm concerned, I didn't hear that we had a topic of discussion.
We do. We're about to get into it, and that's why I'm glad we got Ms. Brooklyn.
I am the topic of discussion. What are you saying?
What is the topic of the special?
We got Brooklyn in the building. Hold on. We got a topic. Hold on. We do have a topic.
Oh,
LB
is the topic.
Really? What is the topic?
The topic is why doesn't Boo Lady still contact LV?
Very funny. The topic is really when Lady Steele contacted LV, why he didn't hit her back to confirm tonight's show.
Oh, wow. When did you contact me?
Caps, okay? I can do screen caps of my BBM and screen caps of my Facebook. We do not want to go there.
Oh, snap.
Uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, she finally has contacted me.
Caller real quick. Last 4 digits, 6283. Hold on. And you switch for DR. I'm going to send another nasty email, man. I swear to God.
Me with snowshoes.
Wait till you live. What's good, mama?
What's goody? What's going on, everybody? I mean, I want to give a special big 212 to the one and only Mr. Murray. And no, my name is not Drizzy Drake. What's good?
What's good? Yeah,
what's
for y'all that don't know that, you know what I'm saying, get that trending. You know what I mean, Mr. Murray? Call me Mr. Murray if your name is Drake. I'll let you boy. You know?
They don't know about that.
They don't know about that. That's right.
I was listening to the show. So, LV, like, you're not handling your business, Lady Steele. You know, she already hollered back at you. Like, what's going on?
Listen.
But you know what? We're going to leave that alone. We're going to leave that alone, though.
You know what? I'm going to check right now, right? You know what I mean? I'm gonna check right now, and I got her on my second page, and if it's on there, I will personally make it up.
Isn't that so sweet?
All right. Let's get into the topic of the night. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel we got a couple of heartbreakers on the line. We got Miss Brooklyn. We got.
All right. So if you're going to get into the heartbreakers, right? As soon as you throw that topic out there, play that She Likes Me.
Oh. Okay.
She is the heartbreaker.
I'm going to get into that in a second.
I don't know what this woman needs to call and put herself on blast. So LV is the real heartbreaker.
Not even.
I want to get into some of the reasons why some exes have hard times letting go. You know what I'm saying? The ex-girlfriend or the ex-boyfriend, whatever, you know, got to show up at their job and try to fuck that shit up or, you know, show up at their crib or show up at the place where they go hang out at. You know what I'm saying? Like, everyone had that one, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you're not going to leave me without a fight and all that bullshit or whatever. So call us up, 347-857-4302. Let me ask, Lady Steele, how do you identify those type of crazies, and two, have you dealt with one?
Crazy as far as what? Not being able to let go, or just they're crazy?
Yeah, not being able to let go and, you know, constantly showing up, constantly hitting you up and, you know, just
Lady Steele is 25 and divorced for a reason. How about my ex-husband, who didn't want to let go, managed to lure me and kidnap me, tried to kill me multiple times, and the list goes on. Like, those were clear indications that he did not want to let go. The only reason why the divorce, even though we separated in 07, the divorce wasn't final until last year. And the only reason why that happened is because I had to agree to pay all costs. And he actually needed to be divorced because he wanted to re-enlist in the service, and it would have been easier. So, yeah, I know a lot about crazy. I have the Blacklist app and the Mr. Number app installed on BlackBerry, like not even the free trials. I have the subscriptions that I paid for just to make sure that I can keep stalkers and crazies at bay.
I ain't even mad at you. I got it too, so I'm not even mad at you.
Wow.
I can't do the free trial. I need it to go on.
That's crazy.
Wow. Like, I'm just like, what's the word? I'm like flabbergasted, blown away. Like,
I won't
damn,
talk.
So,
don't worry about it.
So, LP, like, I know you've dealt with, you know, not something to that extent that I know of, but, you know, you had an ex come on to your place of business, so to say, and try to air out, and pretty much all she did was give herself some publicity, negative publicity, but publicity nonetheless.
Well, you know what? See, people don't know how the media works, you know. And when you don't know how the media works, you are liable to do certain things that, you know, you feel is correct in your book, but is a no-no, not just amongst you, but amongst other females and amongst other people that are listening to you. You know, so when you go on live, you know, viewing 11,000 plus, and you call yourself coming at me, you know, what you're really doing is, you know, one, taking yourself out of the character of being a woman because you went and, you know, made the phone call and, you know, made the attempt to actually put yourself out there like that. So you're soliciting yourself to the public and to the media, you know, in a negative manner for the simple fact that you called up somebody's place of business. And then not only, you know, called the place of business, but you made it known why you're calling and you're reckless with it, you know. And, you know, for the people that, you know, who keep asking me and, you know, and wanted to know why I was, you know, procrastinating and why I didn't want to answer questions, it's because I didn't really want to go to that extent on doing what I did because I know me. You know, but being that, you know, this person wanted that so bad, you know, I said, okay, then you know what, because I gave them the opportunity to tell a story, to tell their story. But my thing is, if you're going to tell the story, please tell it correctly, because I don't have a problem, like I said, being a bad guy. Hey, I've been a bad guy all my life, you know, if you let the other people tell it, you know. So I don't have a problem with it, but just tell a real story, you know what I'm saying? And that's just not for her. That's for everybody out there. You know, if you out there running your mouth about LV and you talking about LV and you saying LV this, LV that, LV this, and LV don't, I don't, I and you telling people you don't mess with me, no, tell them why I don't mess with you. You know what I'm saying? Tell them why I stopped doing business with you. Don't try to flip the story because that's just what it is. Now, as far as Lady Steel go with the whole, you know, boy, I won't do that to you, but I did have somebody that did that before, you know, ran up on me, you know, came to my, let me tell you, man, I had this when I was young, you know, I had this girl, when I used to live in Wyona, and, you know, nothing serious, nothing like that to what I thought, and, you know, I didn't want to deal with her no more because she was kind of, like, crazy, like, she told me, you know, she said if I ever decided to leave her, she would cut me, and she pulled out a knife and all that, right? No, yeah, like, I think she pulled out a knife the first time, right? So I'm like, you know what? You know, I got told my sister, I'm like, yo, I got to get rid of this bro, man. Like, I don't know what to do. So she's like, I'm like, yo, when she call, answer the phone and be like, yo, you my girl and all that. You know what I'm saying? So she called the crib, you know, and my sister picked up the phone. She's like, yeah, da-da-da, who you want to talk to? Like, you know, lovey, oh, nah, you can't speak. This is his girl, da-da-da-da, I'm sorry, blah-blah-blah, you know, whatever. So my mom sent me to the store, right? So I go to the corner store, you know what I mean? When I came back to the corner store, everybody, this chick was in my house, in my living room.
Wow.
I walk in the house. I'm like, yo, hold the hell, how you get here so fast? You know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, oh, man, I don't know what to do now. I don't tell this chick about
wow.
Another chick. So she like, yo, come outside and talk to me. I'm like, I really don't want to go. So my mom was like, you better go outside with that girl. So
we're going to get to this next caller. Last four digits, 1160. You're live on pregame radio. What's good? What are you doing tonight? What's popping? What's good in your neck of the woods, homie? What's good?
What's good?
Is Binky there?
That's Binky.
Yeah, I already know.
What's going on?
I don't have a problem, man.
not, you know, just chilling for real. Had to tune in, see what's up.
Baby boy.
All right, no doubt. What's popping, though? What's good? What you up to tonight, man?
Not for real. About to, you know, just about to try to lay down real quick, because tomorrow I'm shooting a music video.
And you didn't ask Lady Steele to be in it? Or Miss Brooklyn or Miss New Shoes? What happened? Where's this video going on?
And you ain't asked me to shoot the video for you? Hot!
I mean, I'm all the way out, yeah, I mean, Maryland for real.
Oh, you? I mean, I travel, but I mean, I'm out there in M-Town, man. I'm out there in M-Town. I'm out there in B-More and all that, man. I mix my trips out there. I got people out there and everything, you know.
And New York. You got to make a trip further.
But yeah, that's what basically I'm shooting a music video tomorrow.
All right, that's what's up. If you need to edit it, you know what I mean, something serious, you know, you can still holler at me. My editing skills, you know, well, you'll see, or you probably saw the video already, you see my work and everything. But anyway, you know, that's what's up, though. Keep doing what you're doing, though, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I definitely feel your grind, your mommy and myself, man. Like, don't ever let nobody tell you, you know what I mean? Like, yo, you can't do anything, man. Just keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
When people do say, well, I really don't hear that a lot, but when, like last year, like, when people did say that, I just really don't listen to nobody. And then people be trying, like, yeah, you don't do this and that, or you not doing this, or when you going to hurry up and finish this project. Like, I'm going to finish my mixtape when I feel like it's done. I'm not just going to put nothing out there that I
That's
wouldn't
right. want to do. At the end of the day, it's your name on it. And you do want to pay them attention, all right? For your background, you want to pay them attention. You want to know what the people are saying. No, don't never not pay them no mind. You want to know what people are saying and why they telling you, oh, nah, you can't do it. Cause that's you use that as your fuel. You use that as a fuel. That's what you use when you bored and you can't do anything else and you don't know what to do. You think about that. Oh, at least saying I can't do it. Oh, you know what? Let me get on my grind right now. I can do like 4 or 5 tracks right now. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do. You know what I mean? And you're still young. So my advice to you is.
And he fit more than a lot of grown ass people.
Right. And my advice to you is, to be more than just an artist. You know what I mean? I preach that a lot. You know, to a lot of artists. You know, an artist only has artist duties, okay? Let me break that down to you, and let me bring you to my world real quick. You know, I'm an engineer as well. So from an engineer to an artist, that means when you come into my studio as an artist, your job is to give me your track, do what you gotta do, and get the fuck out of my studio after you don't pay me my money. I don't need to talk to you. I don't need to be your friend. None of that. You understand what I'm saying? That's an artist. An artist is when your booking agent books you a show, and you got to do that show because that's the show she booked for you, and you get there, and regardless of what the situation is, as an artist, you are supposed to do that show, whatever the situation is, and keep it moving. That's an artist. An artist is, if I write a song for you and I'm your writer and I write this song for you and, you know what I'm saying, you don't like the song, guess what? I wrote it for you. This is how I want the song done. I'm paying for the studio and everything. You're just an artist. Do that song and keep it moving. That's how that's an artist. That's an artist's life. You know what I'm saying? So be more than just an artist. You know what I'm saying? Don't never limit your skills and ability just to being an artist. You know what I'm saying? Learn the whole tricks of the trade. You know what I mean? Like learn everything as much as you can. You know what I'm saying? Like I preach it all the time. Like you play back my earlier shows. You hear things that I talk about. You know, as far as artistry and everything and in the industry. You know, I'm gonna do industry part 3. I only did to 2. I'm gonna do an industry part 3 and keep breaking it down. But you know, saying as being that you're young, I'm telling you this is how you sell yourself more. You know what I'm saying? Because you know what the reason why a lot of these artists are not being signed, and the reason why a lot of these artists are being signed and not going anywhere because they're just an artist. When you're just an artist, you move when I tell you to move. You know what I'm saying? But when you got, but when you're more than just an artist, when you do your own engineering, you know what I'm saying? When you're out there doing your own videos, you're out there doing your own promotions, and you got your own promotional team, and you got your whole crew behind you, you know what you can do? You can go get signed and tell them, yeah, I'm going to holler at you when I finish with this album. Y'all just let me know if it meets the qualifications, and let's go. Bang. Keep it moving.
Yeah, I feel you, cuz. Well, can I give you a little background real quick?
Go ahead.
All right, well, basically, the music group, Team Austin, we got, like, this is, like, we never die. It's, like, we multiplying every day for real. And we got at least, like, probably 20 or more people that's, like, producing beats and stuff like that. And just everybody just, like, doing that thing for real. So when everybody's like, if I'm about to drop something, everybody just going to send me a whole bunch of stuff. I'm going to go through it, listen to tracks, and be like, all right, do I want to do this? No, I'm not feeling that beat. It's too hype or something. And I probably won't do it. I might just, like, sleep on it, like, do it later on in life or something. And, like, people like, yo, you should do something real hype or something. But, like, I might do it, but that's really not what I'm feeling right now. I'm just, like, I don't know right now. I'm just doing whatever I feel right now. And then at the end of the day, if you like what I'm doing, then you can continue following me or whatever. But if you don't like what I'm doing, then you don't gotta like what I'm doing. But I'm just trying to make music for what I feel right now.
And
that's what it is.
It's nothing that's wrong about that.
We're gonna get to the next caller. Hold on, LB. We're gonna get to the next caller. Last four digits is 6143. You are live on Pregame Radio. What's popping? Oh, wait.
Damn it. How you online? Yo, y'all doing big things. Some real good joints that they playing, LV, you know what I mean? I'm just calling in as a fan, you know what I'm saying? Sitting here chilling and listening, you know, to everything that's going on. So.
Who's this?
This is Baltimore Sun.
Oh, what's good, B-Mo? He got cut off, so I didn't know who he was. What's good? What's good?
I think I might just start talking before I hit the mute button.
Yeah.
My bad. No, I'm just sitting here chilling, man. Enjoying the show, as always.
That's what's up. Good looking.
The LV dropping, like I told you before, I'm always interested in hearing what you got to say. You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly like what you just told Bink, it's so true because, like, me, all I ever did was be an artist, like, for real. You know, I mean, I'm late in the game now, and I'm really just starting to do other stuff, but I told people all I ever wanted to do was MC. You know, we had our own studio, producers and everything, and I was like, people were asking me programs, I couldn't even tell them. I'm like, yo, give me the track, give me the topic, let me know when we land it down and it's done. You know, I never really wanted to get into the business side of the whole thing, so for guys like that do, they definitely need to take heed to what you're saying and everything so that they can't be, pigeonholed in it doing just one thing. So that was some great knowledge you just dropped to him. And then, like you said, by him being so young, then the door's wide open for him right now.
Yeah, man, I mean, it's just like a lot of people, like I'm a real humble dude, like for a lot of people that don't know, you know what I mean? Like it's a lot I'm connected to, a lot of people I'm connected to, a lot of things I do outside of what I'm doing. And, so I just try to, enlighten, people on stuff that, I've been through, all stuff that I know of, so, I got a song, on this album that, talks about that a little bit, the industry and everything. It's called So Bad, featuring your boy Clip. I don't know if he got that. You got that on Black?
Nah, I didn't have time to get that up on there, but I got this. You like me, girl. I'm about to get into it in a minute.
I'm going to have to play that on this side of town. Oh, that's I spoke about a lot in that track. Like that it's called So Bad, and it throws you off. Like the hook throws you off. It's an old remake, And, you know, I just I talk about, you know, what I just, you know, speak about the, about the, you know, the record labels and, you know, the artists. And, you know, it's like it's a relationship, you know, at the end of the day. But, you know, like any relationship, if you're not, if you come into a relationship, you know, you got to come in with something. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, I'm not going to say, look, Miss Steele, because I got to use you right now, Miss Steele, you know, that, you know, listen, let's rock. And, you know, and the first thing, you know, she's going to analyze is, you know, from probably watching me for a while, it's like, oh, this nigga ain't bringing nothing to the table. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what is he offering? You know what I'm saying? And what I'm good at is I'm good at, you know, observing. So, you know, from when everybody used to watch the band, you remember making the band and all that? You know,
yeah.
I wasn't watching it for what everybody else was watching it for. I was watching it as a breakdown. I was using it and analyzing it, you know. You know, I had a few people that was up there and on and everything. But there was one episode that caught my attention, and I used that episode as a reference to a lot of other artists. You know, there was a episode where Donnie, you know, Puffy had set Donnie down, told him, listen, you know, you in a rush to do your second album, and, you know, your first album is not doing good. You know, I don't think I want to keep you here, you know. And he said to him this. He said, you have one of the hottest albums out there, but nobody knows who you are.
Right.
You know, why? Because he's just an artist. He don't know about promoting himself. He didn't know about getting himself out there. He sat down with his PR people, and she didn't know what she was doing. So, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know, how do you expect to tell somebody else what to do for you if you don't know what to do for you? So therefore, you have to know yourself. You have to know what your strengths, your weaknesses, and your strengths. You got to know your SWOT analysis. You know what I'm saying? When you do your SWOT analysis on yourself, you know what I'm saying? You're able to understand what goes around and how to function around yourself. You know what I'm saying? All right, like Banks said, Banks is doing music right now that he feel. Banks, I've been there. My first album, if you go on YouTube, if you go on iTunes, it's called A Definition of Lovey. That's my whole life story right there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
all right, hold on. LV, before we get to anything, Baltimore Summer put you back in the corner real quick. We got to get to this You Like Me joint. For those listening on the PC, your time is up. Hopefully y'all done called in already. 347-857-4302. We're going to see what's up with this caller right here. Then we're going to get to another joint, a little snippet off the new album coming out. Last 4 digits is 5191. You are live on Pregame Radio. What's good? Who you are? Where you calling from?
The Big Dro calling from Baltimore.
What's good, Jado?
What's
good?
What's goody?
Is all music bumping in the background?
Huh?
I said, does he have his music bumping in the background?
My fault. I turned it down. I apologize. I was working on some things.
That's genius. But go on.
Huh?
So that's genius. You came on air with theme music.
That was
actually something.
I'm wrapping up for LV. You know, I apologize for the delay. I had some technical difficulties. You feel me?
You all good.
I'm in the lab right now wrapping that up. You feel me? I got a list of things I got to do. But, yeah, I just tuned into the show. You feel me? I was on Facebook, and I was seeing a bunch of links and stuff. You know, and you was dropping some jewels as usual, you know, and then, you know, you're doing your thing for real.
Thank you very much, man. Thank you very much, man. You know, shout out to, you know, shout out to the whole Team Austin, the whole B-More and man.
Shout out to Baltimore Sun.
Yeah, man, like Banks, Baltimore Sun, everybody, it's, like I said, it's a lot of people I mess with out there in B-More, you know, J-Rock, Mike, my man Mike Sing out there, you know, Littlefoot, so a lot of heads out there I deal with out there, you know, that's doing them and everything, but, you know, it's just the level of you know, music, you know, I'm just blessed to be around so long, and, you know, live the life I used to live, and, you know, I'm still able to, you know, tell it. So, you know, I'm always willing to, you know, knowledge is something, it's like food, you know. And my mama always said, you know, never deny anybody any food. So, you know, knowledge is food. So if anybody ever needs knowledge, I'm always willing to, you know, to give it out.
Right.
So well, but we gotta get to this joint right here. She likes me. Pre-game review. We got LB in the building. His album is dropping. We got little snippets, little previews. You know what I mean? This is the next joint right here. And after
I dedicate
that,
this to Lady Still right here. This the Lady Still. Dedicated to Lady Still.
And we be right back. Pre-game radio. Y'all already know what it is. Miss Brooklyn, I see you.
And when she saw a nigga love, make me wanna give it up. Give up all the games and make her my main thing. I just hope that she likes me.
For every time that I met her, I stepped my game up because I had to come better. She shut me down a few times, but I'm a go-getter. Intellectual mind, it's a go-figure. She got the right mindset, framework symmetrical. Plus the walk is mean and the hair game is flawless. Had to do my homework, make sure I wasn't boring. Find out what she like and what's more important. Why she like to smile so early in the morning. I like what I see and how she's performing. I love the way she smells, the whole presentation. The number one reason why my heart is kinda racing. I see why they hating, other dudes they be gaming, cause they don't understand how the world got me pacing. It's the number one reason why her pack is so amazing.
And when she saw a nigga love, make me wanna give it up. Give up all the games and make them my main.
Yeah, that was the next Thumb It Up album. She Likes Me. And he dedicated that to Lady Still. Let's see how she felt about that. Lady Still, your thoughts?
I like it, but one question. During the first verse, do you say her head or hair game is flawless? Like hair or head?
Hold on, let me get LV back in here.
Oh, man. See, he dropped out at a critical time.
Nah, he didn't drop out.
The stupid switchboard acting up again?
Yeah, of course. There he is. LV, what's good?
I'm here. I say her framework is symmetrical, and then her walk is mean. And a hair game is flawless.
Oh, okay. I mean, both are flawless, by the way, but I just wanted to see what you were talking about. Okay.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Aw. You're making me blush and stuff.
Oh, you gotta wait till you hear the whole song, though. The whole song is official. So shout out to that track. Shout out to Jay Austin for the hook. It's a, you know, yeah. It's a lot going on with this album. I'm coming off a little bit different than what I did for the first album. You know, this album is definitely for the people. Definitely for the people. You know, I think he has another track too that he's not saying it, but he's dying to play the You Nasty joint.
Nasty. I endorse Nasty.
Yo, then you'll love this track.
Here's what I'm going to do with that joint. And the only reason why, because it was meant for the first one, so I'm going to do another one just due to the feedback I got off the first one. I'm going to do another pre-game radio after dark. Probably this week.
Oh, okay. Because I know I have to check in. I missed the first one.
So you... Or you ain't played on the first one. That's right. You didn't play it on the first one.
Right. So I'm gonna get it up. I'm gonna get it up on there.
Time out. Lady still has another question for LV.
Yes, because I was under the impression that you was going to be flooding me with questions. Like, I'm disappointed.
No, you're not under that impression. I just go off of, you know, I go off the vibe. I ride the wave, pretty much.
I dig
it. But seeing as to how I have the floor now, you know that Liddy still has her blog. And in addition to my thoughts on things, I also wanted to try to start a new segment, which would be like Artists of Steel, which would highlight just artists that we on pregame radio and even on MFIR that, you know, we think are nasty, that are steel. I go by Lady Steel, and I define steel as cold, as nasty, like everything that you can think that people want to be, everything that's great and positive is steel, it's unbreakable. And so I am Lady Steel, and with Lady Steel, you know, comes also, you know, Artists of Steel, people that, you know, are not mainstream but trying to, you know, get out there. I want to be able to also use what I have to showcase them as another outlet. So I'm going to start doing, you know, artist interviews, as well as if, you know, you have a YouTube link to the tracks that they can be posted up along with the online interview, if you will. So, do you want to be Lady Steel's first Artist of Steel?
I'm flattered. I'm flattered. I don't have a problem with that. I'll be checking you out and stuff like that. So I see you with your shades and all that, and your eyewear and everything. You know,
out Giancarlo Eyewear. He designs for a lot of the top artists in the industry, Lady Gaga, Nicki Minaj, Lil' Kim, Fabulous Rick Ross. If you ever see any of them rocking, like, these out-of-whack shades or, like, crazy shades you know you don't see in the stores, most of the time it's him that's designing them, and I happen to run into him and meet him last year, and he's been hooking me up since, so definitely.
So I
shout
definitely...
out to him.
Yeah, definitely understand and feel that, and I definitely you know, don't mind that. What else? I mean, you know, hit me with some questions, like, you know,
do you put more love I know that you do like a little bit of everything, right? Like a Ryan Leslie, so to speak. You do beats. You rap. Is there anything that you would think that you put more love into one than the other? Like, if you had to choose one to do, what would it be? Would you write? Would you produce beats? Or do you think that you're that balanced that you equally spread the love across the board? Because we all have, like, somewhat of a weakness. So what would be yours? And if you had to choose one, what would you go with?
Wow. Well, I used to be very well balanced. I would say that making music is always going to be, you know, a part of me, always going to be a crave. It's not my baby anymore, you know. I am, you know, for people that are listening and not understanding, I'm going to break it down. You know, I'm outgrowing music, you know, and in a sense where, you know, it's becoming diluted, it's oversaturated, and, you know, it's becoming real boring to me. So, but I will always make music. My love right now is my radio show, helping people, because that's what I get a kick out of, you know, helping people. And, you know, I do a lot of that. And, you know, as long as it flows around music, I'm on it. My weakness, I would say, is that I want to do so much, you know, so I have a weakness of, you know, trying to
master everything I'm doing and learn new things. So I have a, that's my weakness, you know. Like, I if I see something and I can't do it, oh, I'm on it, I want to do it. I'm going to learn it, you know what I'm saying? And that's you can't tell me, oh, I don't do it. So, you know, I never went to school for nothing that I do right now but marketing. That's what my degree is in. So I'm an on-hands person. So, you know, with saying that, you know, I used to be balanced, you know. I'm just now coming together, you know, again, and leveling everything out. You know, like I said, I'm working on my album, finishing up my album, the radio show. I also have a movie that's being I'm working on as well. I mean, I can go on with stuff that I have going on for days, you know.
What kind of
movie
is this? Is this like a comedy? Is it like one of those action flicks? Like,
nah, I'm not into, you know. I mean, I'm a director and everything, but you know, I'm not into the comedy movies and stuff like that. I say that for those that want to do it. This movie is it's going to be my first major movie, and first major collab that I'm working on, and I know a lot of people, you know, in the festivals. So this is a real serious piece. I actually want to touch an area that, you know, has been touched before, but not in the way I'm going to do it, and not the way I'm going to do it, you know, if anybody caught what I just said. So, you know, I want to focus on that, and be able to focus on that. You have to, you know, get everything balanced. You know, you have to have that yin and the yang. You have to have that level where, you know, I have no conflicts with the show, with my ladies and everything. So I actually put a lot of trust in them. You know, I really put a lot of trust in them, and you know, it takes a lot to do that, because, you know, I'm connected to so much. So, you know, so for me to just, you know, say, here you go, here's this part of my life, y'all control that while I do everything else, you know. So, and I love them for that, you know. So, you know, I'm balancing everything out. I'm trying to get back to where I was, so that way I can move the way I like to move, you know. But that's my weakness, though. I really have a weakness of overwhelming myself with a lot of stuff, and you know, it's just, you know, I can't help it, you know. But I love to do what I do. I break daylight doing what I do. So, and you only break daylight doing something that you love. And if you don't love it, you're not gonna, you know, fight for it. You're not gonna, you know, do anything for it. So I love what I do. You know what I'm saying? It's just, that's whatever, anything I love, I go out for it.
And that would lead me to my next question for you. Speaking of love.
Before you get into the next question, before we come back, because, of course, we got LV in the building. We got Baltimore Sun in the building. We got others in the building. And we're going to get this on live before we wrap things up, get up out of here. But before we do, Ash promised that Blast is on Twitter. New Mr. Dope Flow, time for some action on pregame radio, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, it's me, Tech ENT. You already know what it is, baby. Yeah. Let's get it. Let's get him. This is what I do when I does it. Fuck it, I know they love it, so I'ma give it to them cause they want it. Indeed, lights, camera, time for some action. So all eyes on me to come an attraction. When I do, when I does it, fuck it, I know they love it, so I'ma give it to them cause they want it. Indeed, lights, camera, time for some action. So all eyes on me to come an attraction. Do we got any offers yet? Who we gonna sign with? Death ENT, nigga, that's who I'm aligned with. Natasha B. Cross, good looking for looking out. Was going like I did a bid, homie, now the crook is out. They like, who could it be? If y'all sick, I'm a human disease. I whip beats like maneuvering bees.
I'm in the zone like the 2 to the 3. So one-on-one or full court press, I'm good with the D. Bars legitimate, y'all's all ridiculous. Everybody riding that wave till I sink the ship. Let's move along, forever I'll be moving on. Advise you not to dance with the devil, shit my groove is on. So walk with me like your shoes is on. These A&R's listening, talents is whack, that's why these losers on. One hit wonders, my dope lines a one hit puncher. I'm the shit that fuck a cola bowl, you gonna need
what
punches.
I do when I does it, fuck it, I know they love it. So I'ma give it to them cause they want it. Indeed, like camera, time for some action. So all eyes on me to come in attraction. When I do, when I does it, fuck it, I know they love it. So I'ma give it to them cause they want it. Indeed, like camera, time for some action. So all eyes on me to come in attraction. Best believe it's going down like a basement. One word to describe me, you could call it amazement. Look, a record deal, I'm like a doctor, I got nothing but patience. The game looking lost, well I'm the nigga to save it. The pressure's on my back, I won't crack. So I won't be content to the islands on the map. I do it when I does it, that's why the public love it. I spit it thoughtless, so I ain't thinking nothing of it. Fuck I need a battle for, when I can make hits dip. Just my wordplay similar to Scrabble boys. Yeah, I'm one of the illest, don't get it chopped and screwed. Young pimp, I'm in your bitch mouth like a dentist do. Listen, the kid is here, I am with these niggas fair. I don't need a brush of paint for me to make the picture clear. All I need is a black and let the beat play. Guaranteed the listeners gon' run it back like replay. This is what I do when I does it. Fuck it, I know they love it. So I'ma give it to them cause they want it. Indeed, like camera, time for some action. So all eyes on me to come in attraction. When I do, when I does it, fuck it, I know they love it. So I'ma give it to them cause they want it. Indeed, like camera, time for some action. Eyes on me to come in attraction.
These dudes, I will handle, dismantle them, trample them. Make these niggas examples in. I am on my shit, I think I'm due for some pampering. I'm an instant classic. My dudes blasted, turn your children into instant bastards. Listen, I'm a motherfucking beast. I bring the pain and rain until I flood the streets. Y'all dudes got a trash can flow, cause what y'all putting out is garbage. I'm just here to let y'all know, it's your boy's fault, your dude's in effect. I'm charging the game, so move to the left. You couldn't hang with a noose on your neck. A lethal weapon, believe I unload on bastards. Leaving them stiffing the cameras when the Kodak flashing. I'm the leading role, y'all co-starring. I flood the game and watch it drown, I'm Coast Guarding. My flow is like a different language, I'm so foreign. The truth it hurts, I'm just so honest.
Yeah, we're live back, pre-game radio. We got about 10 minutes left in programming. Brooklyn Black, we got featured artist LV in the building. You know, he's doing the damn thing. Lady Steele is here. You know, we doing the damn thing. We extended it a little bit. And, you know, it's just going down. We got, like I said, LV, he's dropping jewels. A lot of people know how it is in the industry, how he pretty much made it to where he's at. And my switchboard stopped jumping on me. I can get people back in the core room. All right, we got Lady Steele back. We got LV back in the core room. Yep, he's back in the building.
Yeah, she was about
Lady Steele was about to ask you before I went to the quick musical break.
How important fame was to him, because a lot of artists nowadays, which contributes to the saturation and the low quality of music, are so in pursuit of fame or money that the original intent of music and its artistry gets lost. So with that being said, how important is that to you? Like, are you true to your craft to the point where you love it so much that even if you never went mainstream, you'd always be happy doing what you do?
You know what? That's a good question. Let me answer that for people, you know, because I get miscategorized and judged quite often. I had a few deals on the table, a few. I'm not going to say from who and what, but I had a few deals on the table, you know, when I was younger and everything coming up, you know. I'm not mad at anything, nor am I bitter at anything. It just made me, you know, understand the industry a little more, and to the point where, you know, I like doing music and telling my stories and, you know, educating, because, you know, if I could help one person, then, you know, I've done my job. And, you know, once again, you know, I'm real humble. And, you know, I helped a lot of people, you know. And I'm not talking about, you know, money or, you know, helping them. Like, I'm talking about, you know, saving lives. I'm talking about making people, you know, reach points in their lives where, you know, they never had the chance to get there before. I help people take back their freedom, you know. I've done a show on child molestation, you know, and did it with the intent to tell my story, not knowing that I was gonna, you know, unleash a few other people that stories were told, and also help, you know, a few other people at the same time. I didn't know that, you know. So I do what I do. Like he said in the song, I do what I do, you know, because, you know, I'm LV the Voice, and, you know, and to give myself or to be labeled that name, you know, you have to, like, really, you know, understand, you know, the concept on, you know, the voice. Like, take away LV and you just put, you know, Lovey the Voice Murray, you know, you still got something there, because, you know, Lovey meaning love, me, of course, and then, you know, love has a voice. So I love what I do regardless of what anybody says, you know. So that's your answer to that one right there.
Okay. Was that satisfactory to the lady still?
I definitely agree, and even to touch on it just a quick second more, a lot of the times also what gets lost in the translation is because we have people such as myself and such as LV, and even anybody else that's on this call line, there's a lot of people, you know, we have opportunities, we have a lot of amazing talent, and not everybody gets to be in the spotlight, and sometimes, you know, people misconstrue that just because you're not walking around and because they don't see you on TV, they think that you're not really doing anything big, or they think that just because you're not dropping loads of cash on something that you're not doing anything big, or that you're broke or whatever the case may be. And a lot of the times that's just not the case. Like, there are people who, you know, like he said, you reach out, you touch people and you help people. When you're selfless like that, it sounds so cliche, but you really do get back what you put in. And I have been in positions where I've had no money to my name, but I've always been taken care of, just because when I do have it, I make sure that I give it back and I give it like it's my last. I have been, you know, the voice or the driving force behind a lot of people that have been able to launch or put them in touch with the right people to get to where they need to be. However, just because I may not myself be on that plateau, it just looks like nothing is happening, yet I'm rich in my own way. You understand? So that's also a lesson that us, especially as people of color, that we need to learn, because a lot of the times we get so caught up in the bullshit and we end up stabbing each other in the back just because we're trying to fight to get to the top, when in reality the key is working together, you know?
Most definitely. I definitely agree with that, and I definitely, you know, co-sign it and back that up for sure. Ed Black, what other track you got in mind, Black?
Well, we got about 4 minutes left in the program, so I really don't have time to play your next track. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna
It's 1 minute. What? All my tracks are a minute. What? That's why I did snippets. I already was thinking ahead of you already. So
I know. I couldn't upload all of them.
You see, you can't do Lady Still versus LV. You got to go into overtime, and then even overtime goes into overtime. Note to yourself for next time.
Oh, that's for me? I dig it.
Look, what I'm going to do is I'm gonna let Baltimore Sun back in the room.
Oh, what, you want me to give something light again? You want me to do something light again?
Yeah, we're gonna give something light, you know, as we get up out of here. And I'm gonna let Big Joe back up in the room. You know, and we're gonna get something light before we get up out of here. I want to thank, of course, LB, Miss Brooklyn, Miss New Shoes, Miss Coley Cole. Thank you for calling in. You know, thank you for rocking with us. Dave's a smart guy. Shout out to you. Ebony, hopefully you'll be with us tomorrow night. So definitely check us out tomorrow night. We got the homie Jux in the building. We're going to preview some of his joints over his project. And we're going to, you know, of course, do a real big. So definitely check us out tomorrow. But without further ado, LB, please, start it off. You know, you already know how it's going, man. Same rules on your show. Don't stop it. Don't come hard. No,
you know, y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy LV. You know, shout out to Brooklyn Black. Shout out to Pregame Radio. Shout out to Ebb. Shout out to my boo Lady Still. You know what I mean? If we gonna do it like this, you know, yo, it's kind of crazy how we all try to fit in. No limitations, but the media just sits in. So what can you do when your life is a lie? You try to live your life, then reality just cries. Body on pause, can't deal with the friction. Life passed you by, so you stuck up in the fiction. 3-point shot, always thinking about winning. So what's the point of winning when you lost from the beginning? Oh, gotta be good with that right now. But that's all I'm gonna give you right now. That's all I'm gonna give y'all.
Okay. Baltimore son, you with us? You with us?
So
yeah, I'm here.
Y'all.
Yes, sir.
Hey, let's go, Baltimore son, let's do it.
All right, hey, yo, check it. I came with a message saying it's the Baltimore son. S-O-N. I'm addressing the game. I can't relax when I sit back and look at the state of the game. Satan's the aim, I'm placing the blame. Too many artists selling their soul, taking the fame. Symbolism in the videos is blatant and plain. They swinging their chains, taking their change and making it rain. I'm taking my brain and making the change. It hurting and taking my veins. The way they take God's name and they state it in vain. I can't believe. My bad. I'm losing my voice over here. It's like 1:30 in the morning.
My bad.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Let's do it.
All right. I got it. The boy with the hot shit. Rock this mic like a fistful of diamonds. Shining. Stay off Ray Charles. It's blinding. My flow glow. No, it ain't hard to find it. You know it's hot. That's why you had to rewind it. Team Austin up in this bitch. Yeah, we grind it. Keep that in mind when you poach or not. Die, you drove. Smoke, you smoke. Drove, you die. I got it. Ain't going to problems, so tell the boy stop it. Hold on, shit.
Tell the boy stop it. Jumped in the room, the boys don't pop it. Chilling with my team, all saying, yeah, we got it. Ladies still on the side, Brooklyn, yeah, we popping. Do how we do, yeah, freestyle, we got it. Old school flow, but the boy still popping. Check how I do it. The boy so fluent, lyrically insane, but the boy still do it. They say I ain't got it. Yo, LV, stop rapping. I said, you stupid. The boy, I keep it cracking. Popping like I'm doing all types of years ago. Flying sick and flying hiding them peers ago. You know the name. Act like you don't know me. So insane. So the fame. So I glow G. Yeah, I get it popping like the boy LV do. Yeah, you know my name because I said it. I do. LV. Lyrically insane. I spit hard. Niggas on the block, they fly and I get hard. It's the time of the show where everybody end off. You know how we do when we flow with the endo. Yeah, Austin. Yeah, Austin in the building. Shout out to Banks. Yeah, yo, he do it when he chilling. Little kid. Yeah, he rock like he want to do it. Anybody trying to stop you, tell him. Now you gotta do. You know how we do, yo. Be more, I see you. Sun up on the side, yeah, he flowing like I keep through. Yeah, you know we lead through. Boy said he eat through. Brooklyn Black, yo, peace. And this is how I do with you. Holla.
Oh, hey. Yo, they call me Brooklyn Black, ladies call me BB. I'm on Pierre with the homie LB. We doing that thing, both of us in the building. Team Austin, big, so you know where the feeling.
Yes,
we sir. Still on the left, on the right. We getting it popping tonight on a Saturday night. It's early in the morning. We about to close it out, and you know what?
All right.
Check me out tomorrow night, Saturday night.
Get him! You got to do like Jay do. Get him!
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to LV Love Productions. Check him out. MFIR Radio Tuesdays to Saturday nights, 10 to midnight. 646. What is it? 712-6672.
Yeah, you got me figuring my own number. 646-716-6272.
There it is. definitely check him out, especially Tuesday nights, the Freestyle Battle Disciple. Baltimore Sun, shout out to him. Big Joe, T Marshall, shout out to Bink. Lady Still, I love you. Thank you for being on the check in. Shout out to Miss New Shoes, Miss Brooklyn, Coley Cole, no doubt. Check us out tomorrow night, 11 o'clock. Yo, we are so past beyond time. Lady Still, what's up? You got something else you want to get out of here?
No, we could go, but just don't forget to tune in tomorrow night. We got Jits from VA checking in live.
Yes, definitely. So we're going to get up out of here. So you guys have a good night. Be safe, like I said. If you're going to do something, get the late night contact after Club Booty Call, whatever, please wrap it up. And I mean, no more black people on Maury. Let's not do that. Let's just laugh at the other people. You know what I mean? Let's just wrap it up for 2011, you know what I mean? But like I said, everybody have a good night, and you guys be safe. Peace.
Yeah, you're now rocking with Trey Brown. I'm with my dog, Brooklyn Black. We on pregame radio. Hey, yo, Black, go in, man. Show.